For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking. Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard wall. This brother, come on,
zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one, though? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Oh, shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so uptight over nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
I agree with you.
We are live.
I agree.
We are live. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sport. Hail, hail. Most of the gang is here. Fight Nanny is not joining us. She's in New Orleans doing what?
I think she's fucking different people from like different like French Creole backgrounds.
Oh, is that her new show?
Hey, she's already slept with one French Canadian. Thank you, everybody. My name is Jason Tebow. I'm on the show.
Are you French Canadian?
Have you not ever looked at my last name, ever?
It's spelled
Tebow?
So wrong.
It's basically the French Canadian-ish way you can.
No!
Ari.
Oh, God. Ari, real quick.
I don't know if you can call that the episode because it's going to happen a lot today.
I had a talk from All Things Comedy by All Things Comedy. Aaron talked to me and asked me that you leave your pants on during the show, that it's rude if you take your pants off.
It's also bad for YouTube. Obviously.
And it's bad.
Well, that's YouTube's problem.
I think YouTube's dying. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not an official punch drunk unless at the end of the show, when we're leaving, Aaron goes, well, he got his dick on YouTube again. Aaron does on punch drunk is just hawk whatever Ari is doing and try to predict, is his cock coming out? Is he going to show his goddamn pussy ass? every week when we leave, man, he did it again.
I mean, I'm as surprised as you, Aaron. Every time, it's
would
shocking.
You say that Ari's dick and balls and asshole is the Duke Boys and Aaron is Roscoe Pico? He's like, I would have gotten away from it. Damn you, Duke Boys!
I feel like more like my dick and balls and ass are the Duke Boys, and he is that stripper that they raped.
Oh, who is it?
It also could be like it's also
Daisy
like,
Duke.
No,
it's like
no,
at the end of a
Duke LaCrosse.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like at the end of a Scooby-Doo episode where Aaron's like the guy that's like, and the real monster was, and he pulls it off the mask, and it's like Ari's asshole all along.
The Rams are for real, man. 5-2. My season tickets are worth more than ever now. At first, you couldn't give them away, and I went to those games, and now they're fucking back for sale.
Los Angeles Rams are good.
Plus-minus differential.
Top five defense.
Best in the NFC.
Top five defense.
Go up. 74. Go up. Go up. Best in the NFL, plus-minus.
Here's my opinion, dude, is that for the most part in pro sports, most of your talent is the same. Occasionally, you'll have a team that has no talent, and occasionally you have a team that has way more
like
talent.
Like the Browns.
But for the most part, it's all the same. I think it all comes down to your owner, your GM, and your coach. If you take a look at, like, look at the Rams. Look at how they're the same team for the most part, with the exception of Sammy Watkins.
They got rid of Kenny Britt.
Well, no, with the exception of an all-pro wide receiver.
Who?
He hasn't done shit.
He isn't an all-pro. He's never been an all-pro.
And he wasn't there. He's only been there 3 weeks. Watkins has been a pro all player.
Has he?
Yeah, Watkins, yeah.
Look that up, dude. And now if you look at the Phoenix Suns, right? Yeah. That team was ran by a coach. He no longer does it, so he ran.
He ran the program.
Was covers the past tense.
You said was ran.
Was run.
It was run.
Sam, I mean, was honestly, run. you were better off when you were just like, oh, fine, whatever, run.
Whatever.
It's like when you stick to
Shut
it,
up.
It's way worse.
Listen, so they got rid of him, and they already won a game. I mean, he was a horrible coach.
0-3, but by like 30 points a game, they were losing.
Pro Bowl for Sammy Watkins.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
He definitely had a Pro Bowl year. He had one year that was lights out.
Real quick.
Yeah.
He's always injured.
He is always injured.
Not a Pro Bowler, though.
Nope. Ari, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at the All Things Comedy Festival doing a live Punch Drunk Friday at the Pop-Up Studios.
Oh, can I? Well, go ahead.
Which is going. Completely free to attend.
Yep.
Free
everybody attend. Keeps hitting me up
it's
about
7:30. You show up, be right, there early.
Yep. It's right across the street from the Stand Up Live.
We will be taking, because it probably will be sold out, we'll be taking people with Punch Drunk shirts first.
Yeah.
And then people without Punch Drunk shirts.
So yep. The question is, do we do these here or do we do these there?
Damn it.
Yes. Or do we do them there?
Snap Pops.
What do you think it. Do we do? Do we do Snap Pops here? I say we do Snap Pops there.
Both.
No, both? Not both.
No, you
no
gotta
both.
Do
There's
one.
No
you gotta do one.
God
the other.
Damn it!
God damn! By the way, this is our
last bet I had to pay
our
off.
Asian. We have one super hot Asian fan. She comes to
What's
all the
do?
Shows.
She's trans.
And she's not trans at all.
Sam,
her and her boyfriend
Sam, be,
come to every show.
Come on, man, be cool.
And
she can be whatever she wants.
She can't be whatever she wants. And she wants to be a hot Asian chick.
Which restroom does she use?
She uses whatever she wants.
Sam's like, no, the one I spy on her on is the girls.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Whatever she wants. And she brought these for me. I believe her name is Kumi.
Poppets.
And she.
Kumi.
Yeah, Poppets. Poppets.
Remember, wasn't there Kumi in stand-up during the open mic days? At the Comedy Store, was there
no,
Kumi?
I remember there was a Kumi back in Las Vegas when I went to school, Dave, who dated a guy named Dave, and she disappeared, and everyone literally thought Dave murdered her.
So what do you want to do? You want to do
I knew, I knew a girl named Coming Me.
There.
I knew a girl named Coming Me.
Yeah?
Thank you, everybody.
I say we do it there. Grab those so he doesn't grab them.
I'm not going to grab them. I'll pay off the bet. I've been waiting for Triple H to pick them up.
I say we do it there.
I say we do it there because we have the 3D recorder.
The 3D recorder. Okay.
Yeah. So, live Punch Drunk. Friday night at right across the street from Stand Up Live. Tickets are free. Seating is limited, so get there and Punch Drunk shirts. You get in for double free.
Yeah,
right?
make sure to come down. Go to a lot of those pop up shows. Also, we're doing a live Skeptic Thing podcast. It costs money, like $20 on Thursday.
Oh,
but then I've got my
you.
Yeah, I got my tour set up for next year, January. I got Asheville, North Carolina, Athens, Georgia.
Are
I
you doing
everything.
One show per city?
One show there, and then like a weekend of storytelling shows. Ari Shaffir's renamed storyteller shows in Denver. Great lineup. The Boston at the Wilbur, comics at Foxwoods, Providence.
How many people does Wilbur sit?
Like 1,100. Two shows, second show added.
Whoa.
Careers going well.
No! Ah! Why?
Oh, my God. God.
I effectively have to bring that fart with me to Phoenix. That
yes! Oh, you bring this equipment?
Yeah.
Bring it with your mouth.
You're bringing this equipment?
All of it.
Oh, my God.
It
why don't you just
sucks.
Bring out a new dude? A new. Why don't you get equipment out there?
Why don't you get your whore wife to fucking do it for you?
So rude. So rude.
I mean, I agree with you, Sam.
Hey, where are you? Okay, Tebow, tonight is the comedy cast at the Comedy Store killer lineup. We're probably going to start a little later after the World Series, so you'll be able to watch the World Series and come to the game. And then I'm going to be at the All Things Comedy with these guys at the festival. And then
great cast. We have Danish O'Neill and Ren Azizi.
And November 8th is another live tinfoil hat podcast and stand-up show with Eddie Bravo at the La Jolla Comedy Store. Eddie Bravo, Ryan Davis, and Greg Carwood at the La Jolla Comedy Store. Tickets are $20. Go check that out. And a bunch of other shows I got going on. So, thank you.
I will be with these bozos at the All Things Comedy Festival. I got
excited about live podcasts.
11:30 Thursday, 11:30 Friday at Stand Up Live. And then at 7:30, we'll be doing live Punch Drunk. Everybody, please.
What are you doing, dude?
What are you doing, dude?
What?
I can hear
every time
that.
You move
crazy
that,
noises,
it comes in hard.
Cool.
Jesus.
Do you have the ambient sound on? Is that why it's picking up that hiss?
Yeah,
no,
that might
it's because
it.
My mic is up.
Oh.
But okay. No, the hiss is, we'll chase that out.
Okay. Why do I have a feeling you're not right?
And my new podcast is recording tonight, 92.7 The Pod. It will be out Halloween night. So please listen for that. And that just cleared up.
Guys, go to allcomedyt-shirts.com and get them t-shirts, homeboy.
The new Fight Nanny, good colors. The Boston Brontosaurus is good. The Punch Drunk Nintendo.
I'm wearing
Nintendo.
The Red State Team right now.
I like the Punch Drunk Nintendo. I've never seen the Punch Drunk Nintendo out on people.
Yeah, somebody should buy it and care.
I have one. It's one of my favorite shirts.
PDSN is not bad. The Punch Drunk with the weird, like, I like that one. Yeah, the
Spoiler Alerts Comedy Club. Oh, and I will be having all
nobody's,
my.
Hold on.
Nobody's going to buy Ari's new belt.
Nobody's going to buy it.
People have bought it.
Really?
Yeah. Because I have a deal with people. If anybody buys that shirt, I will send them the actual picture that that shirt was created from.
I think
from.
That's true.
The funny thing is the socks that it came from. It was like ridiculous socks.
I still have that photo on my phone. If anybody buys Ari's new belt, I will, and you send me a picture of you with that shirt, I will DM you the actual picture.
Don't. And so hold, let me ask you, is that an incentive to buy it, or is that a punishment?
Two people bought it and go, where's my picture, idiot? And I go, ah, yeah, you got me. Here you
go. At least they called you idiot.
Oh, damn it.
And what'd you have to say?
Why
does it say sold out? Why is Ari's new belt sold out?
Because I guess they made three of them, and three of them were bought, and they sold them out.
Yeah, yeah. I will be having a segment on my podcast, and it is an entire segment. It's not in episode one, but it will be in episode two, perhaps, called Spoiler Alerts. And you don't know that that was the segment until the segment is over.
Okay, perfect.
So I think
you're like at the very end, you're like,
and that's spoiler alerts.
And that's spoiler alerts. Yeah. Okay. Oh, damn it.
So yeah, please listen to that, everybody. I think you guys are really gonna enjoy it.
Okay. All right. Should we talk baseball right off the bat? I think we should because
I'm
it's the
down
World
with
Series
that.
Week.
I mean,
I think this is a straight up and down baseball, football, basketball talk today.
Bam!
This
the
is
Dodgers.
This story. This time of year is
it's
really where
moment.
All three of us
talk
became
about
good
Donald
friends.
Cerrone's, but yeah. Knows.
Yeah, of course, Cerrone. Yeah,
Cerrone's knows. But listen, the Dodgers, man, congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
I'm sorry your teams didn't make it.
I would no longer make that bet that they won't win the World Series. I think they will win the World Series now.
I think it's going to be close, but I think it's going to be good. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going
to
tell you
tough.
This.
Gurriel's tough to pitch against. People
I'm
going to
tell you something, dude. The game we lost is because Dave Roberts and Andrew Friedman were like, we're the smartest people in the room, and we're going to fuck our lineups up, and we're going to show you how smart we are. And then they put in two dudes that we're hitting, and the Cubs lit us up.
Baseball managers in the playoffs outthink themselves left and
right.
It's the hardest coaching job in all of sports.
I agree with you. But
October baseball is the hardest coaching
job in all of
sports. Because you get
second guess. Do I leave this guy in one more out? Do I second guess? He pulled out CeCe's.
Girardi
pulled out CeCe's and Sabathia twice. And then the guy he pulled him out for, just in, like, tough situations, lit up. Got
there
lit up.
Is a drop-off from your ace most of the time. There's a drop-off from your ace to your relievers, hardcore. Mm-hmm. Dodgers, though, our relief pitcher has given up one hit.
Yankees relief has been better than their starters, but actually, that's not true. Their starters were great in this.
Yeah, it's here's the thing, dude. He put in Granderson, he put in Gardell, and they got their ass kicked. We have to have Gardell in our World Series roster because we need a backup catcher.
Billy
Gardell is going on.
Whatever his name is.
Grandal,
suck
Sam,
it.
You should go. You should go to a World Series game.
I'm thinking about
it. You got a show tonight so you can't, but go to Game 2. Game 2 is a huge swing. If the Dodgers lose today, you must win Game 2.
Yes.
If the Dodgers win today,
you'll remember it for the rest of your life.
If the Dodgers win today, a game two win would
I'm
be like up
tickets.
To nothing. Would be
like,
huge.
No, we can't. We're going.
You're
I'm
going.
Going.
You're going.
You want me to buy
here's
you a ticket? You can go too.
Here's why I think you should go.
If she doesn't go, I know somebody that'll go.
Who? Johnny? You want to go?
Fuck Johnny.
Johnny, you want to go? Fuck. I've been saying that forever. Nobody's agreed with me. Fuck Johnny.
Listen, here's why I should go.
Hey, go to SeatGeek. Go to SeatGeek for all your ticketing needs. Let's find out how much. Tickets are.
I thought about myself as a 15-year-old.
Okay.
And I thought of that guy.
And then you touched yourself.
I thought of that guy.
Wait, can you black this story up a little bit?
I thought of myself as a 15-year-old.
Stop. That's just rude.
And I thought of myself looking at me at 43.
Yeah.
And going, wait, 43-year-old are you live in New York? And the Yankees are in the playoffs? And wait, you have enough money to go? And you're not going to go? Are you kidding me?
I respected that
are you
so
kidding
much.
Me?
How you handled that. If I was living in Chicago
and
I was rolling how you're rolling right now, I'd have gone to every single game and I would have been like, man, look at what's happened to me.
Yeah.
I wrote jokes about my dick for 20 years and now I'm at the World Series.
Yeah. I was ready to go today if they got there.
I knew you were.
So I would like to say, Sam, I hate the Astros because they won. They were starting to like, let's go Astros. And then my buddy next to me goes, Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah. That's good.
And people are turning around like, Jesus.
I love that.
What the fuck
anyway,
is wrong with you?
Because the fucking Astros pulled me out, I am now officially taking off this Yankees jersey.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's the most wonderful time.
I respect
feeling.
Of the year.
I respect
welcome.
This jersey getting taken off.
Tebow.
And I am now.
Are you joining us
for the LA Dodgers for the rest of the playoffs?
Yeah! Get on board, Aaron. Your team sucked. It wasn't good enough.
Won't do it.
Rooting against the Astros. Rooting against the Astros.
Tebow, thoughts?
I have a big announcement.
Do you have an announcement to make?
Yes, I do.
Oh, no. Yeah. Here we go.
The Houston Astros. I am kind of rooting for the Dodgers.
What?
But Benji Aflalo, you Jewish prick.
Okay.
Oh. He talked so much shit to me the other night.
Really?
And I have a $20 bet only with Benji. And I have an audio clip of Benji.
Yeah.
Talking about how the Dodgers, it doesn't matter who we play.
They're going.
And I believe he predicts a sweep.
Oh, fuck
yeah,
man.
And let's just give Benji Aflalo a little listen here and how cocky he is.
Sorry, guys.
Jesus.
Oh, that's going to hurt people's ears.
We should edit that.
Can you go through that and edit that down?
Nope.
Either the Astros or the
no,
Yankees
not you.
Okay.
Johnny.
Name and say the date. My name is Benji Aflalo, and I don't care what day it is.
Woo! Has the World Series started yet?
No.
Red Bull?
Starts on Tuesday, and today's Friday.
I'm back from the moment.
I can't wait to tweet this!
If he loses,
yeah,
it's on record.
He
it
said,
is on record. Doesn't care who we play. Dodgers are sweeping either team.
Wow. Right. Wow. There's no way they're sweeping the Yankees.
And what's the bet?
Just $20. But I am rooting for the Dodgers, ladies
and gentlemen. You know
what? I am rooting for the Dodgers. I want the Dodgers to win. Dodgers fans were relatively gracious.
Yeah.
That game, too.
Towards the Cubs losing.
Stab no one.
That's two tickets.
For how much?
Game two tickets are starting at $867.
Here's where you want to sit. Right, here's where you want to sit.
Game one is $1,100.
You want that all-you-can-eat pavilion.
What the fuck?
Oh, get that all-you-can-eat pavilion, kid. Yeah. That's where you make your money back. I'll eat $800 worth of hot dogs. I'll start stuffing them in every orifice.
No, those are like fucking five.
I have no clue what you just said.
Whoa.
What are you eating?
FC19.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, I got you.
Website's fine.
You know what? After hearing Benji Aflalo's thing, I am no longer.
Oh, no. Ari is wearing a shirt now that says Sam Tripoli is fat.
Fuck you, Ari.
That was said with the food in his mouth.
Why am I fat?
While he's eating. The last 4 minutes, Sam, food is pouring out of his mouth while he's talking. That couldn't have been more appropriate.
Oh, that is so stupid. Why am I fat? What did I do?
Probably ate a lot, I guess. Lack
obviously,
of exercise.
Obviously.
Where did that come from? And how much that shirt cost you?
What is that, a women's shirt? Look at that thing.
It's a medium. A fan sent it to me. And I was like, I just opened up stuff in my P.O. box. And I was like, what? Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, that's, hey, fuck you. Hey, we should sell that on the, we should.
That would be fun, yeah.
Shirt I should have brought a change of shirt.
We should bring it, sell on the website.
Okay, here you go.
So this is
this is game one.
Game one tickets
are more expensive.
Go game two.
Game two.
Go game two. I want to find out. Dude, if I can get $800 tickets, I'll do
it. Well, from $870, so you can't.
Yeah.
The answer is you can't.
I'll do it.
Put in the fees also, so you see the actual price.
I'll do it. Ooh.
Show price is after fees.
Not good. They're really high. They're
dude, six and seven are going to be. Through the roof.
Oh, yeah. Seven's going to be
this
nuts.
Is by value, though. This is not price.
Two tickets.
Let's sort by price.
Oh, make our I can get those, dude. Look at those. Nine. $8.99. I could do that, dude.
Let's.
In the home run seats?
Sure. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, dude.
Let's. What's your predictions?
I have the Dodgers in five.
Dodgers in five?
Five.
No. I got Dodgers in six.
I have Dodgers in seven. Here's why. You're not going to touch Verlander. You might touch Keiko once. So that's three losses.
Dude, let me just tell you something about the Dodgers lineup. There's literally not one guy that you can just pitch around or you can just, okay, this is easy out, until you get to the pitcher. It's from 1 to 8 is murder's row. These young guys are killing people.
I get what you're saying. Verlander, it doesn't matter to him.
Oh, dude, you know what we're going to do? We're going to surround his girlfriend with either hotter chicks. She's going to feel like shit.
Good
luck
with that.
She's going to bitch to moan at him.
That's easy, because she's not that hot.
We're going to just get a bunch of hot-ass Instagram models, some black strippers from Crazy Girls.
Yeah.
Just sit around.
That's what I want, a black stripper from Crazy Girls instead of fucking Kate Upton.
Yeah, there you go. And then you're going to fucking, then she's going to be sad. She's going to be like, I'm a sad person.
Doubt that.
And then Verlander's going to see his girlfriend crying and not be able to pitch right. And we're going to light him the
Does anybody else have a better strategy than that?
No.
Pretty much anybody has a better strategy.
Johnny, shut up, dude. Okay. Oh, dude.
Does anybody have a dog with Down syndrome that might have a better idea than
Hey, when do you leave, Ari?
I leave Wednesday. Dude, here's where I think
that's tomorrow?
Sit. I know this is about $100 more per ticket. Actually, $200 more per ticket. You should sit behind home plate.
Why?
Why not outfield?
Best views.
Uh-huh. Outfield's the shit.
What is that? Oh, that's not bad.
Price,
that's $1,095.
I'd rather sit there. I like out there.
You can get
me too.
1,020.
You gotta go.
Oh, 908.
That's all you can eat. You want to sit?
908. I'll buy those two tickets. I'll buy them right now.
You want to sit in the all you can eat pavilion because then you get your money back, Jack.
I'm gonna buy them after the show.
Read Sam. Read Ari's shirt. You know you can eat $900 worth of hot dogs.
Dude, you make up your money right there. Sam simply is fat.
That shirt is rude. It's rude. It's rude.
Beautiful.
It's rude. Fuck you, Johnny. It's rude. It's rude. It's rude.
Got an exclamation point to let you know, like, I'm serious. Sam Chippy is fat.
I have a interesting bag of bills.
I'm going to shoot a special, Ari.
Dude, you better buy tickets right now. Those tickets are going.
Yeah, buy them right now.
Those tickets actually already went. Those tickets the ones went. You just opened.
What?
Yeah, they
gotta get on,
get on it. Get on it right now. Sam, going to SeatGeek.
Sam, why?
Go to SeatGeek.
What are you doing?
Use a promo code Punch.
How am I supposed to buy them if I can't use my phone?
Buy them right now. What do you want to do?
Right now in here.
Write
a letter.
That's his count. I need
to write a letter.
I'm not logged in.
He's not logged in. He's just going to log in.
I'm going to log in on mine.
Sam.
It gets sent to me.
So disappointing.
Sam. It's disappointing. You had your phone
off,
Sam.
I'm very disappointed.
What?
You had your phone off.
Why?
Is there food hidden on your phone?
Turn
your phone off, though. Don't just put it away.
I'll buy it at the end.
Buy it right now. We're going to find your tickets. You're going to buy them right now.
I'm going to buy them after the show.
You have your credit card.
And when they go away, Ari, it's your fucking fault.
He's going to
fuck them over, Jew.
Yeah. He's going to do it right now.
Fuck you and your shirt.
God. I'm disappointed in everybody.
Just
I have a good bag of bets idea.
Give me your card and I'll do it.
No, how about you go fuck yourself?
How about everybody fucks off? I have a good bag of bets idea. Tell me what you think about this.
Okay.
It's a little bit like, and we could beat this out, but it's a little bit like Price is Right.
Yeah.
All three of us, at this current moment, without ever trying or training or anything, guess what our 40-yard dash time would be? Whoever is closest to their own 40-yard dash time doesn't have to pay off the bag of bets.
I'll set my – I know what mine is.
What?
34 seconds.
You can't go over, though.
I won't go over. I'll go exact. I'll look at my fucking watch the whole time.
Mine will be 100 seconds.
That's mine just exactly what I did.
24 hours, and I will cross that finish line the next day.
I like
exactly.
That. I think that's fine.
Can we
talk to Johnny real quick?
What would you think your 40-yard dash?
I said
honestly.
Honestly,
1,100
no,
seconds.
No. If you're running the fastest, it should be like
4.2.
7 seconds.
4.2 is like lightning. Like, that's like, oh no, that's the fastest.
That's ever. Like Chris Johnson.
I'm going to go 30 seconds.
No, I'm going to go like 6.3, my height.
No, there's no way.
You don't think I can run a 6.3?
No, I mine would probably be about 15 seconds.
You're
no way.
Nuts.
No way. 6.3. I can do 6.3 right now.
No, you couldn't.
Let's take it outside.
No,
that's,
you couldn't.
My guess for me is around the sixes.
6.3. I can do 6.3.
I think I run the fastest out of the three of us.
I think so,
too.
I think Ari does.
Especially if
I've been running my whole life.
No, here's why he'll do it. We fucking put cocaine as a finish line.
Okay.
Me?
No, we do. And then you'll fucking get there fastest.
Oh, no.
No, you put coke for me, booze
for
him, and fucking money for you.
Yeah. Some ugly fucking. Why are you smelling your fingers?
Why did you smell your fingers?
What happened to you last night that you're smelling your two fingers like a baby that put his finger in his butt?
Like
never smell a baby's finger. He's like, no.
So are you banging some chicks while you're out here?
You know how I do it.
Okay, I respect that.
I actually don't know how you do it, nor do I want to know how
you do it. I can't believe with Harvey Weinstein that these girls are letting him jerk off, and then you find out Ari's tapping ass.
Were you just smelling your...
Ridiculous.
Wait.
Ridiculous.
Sammy.
Oh, I can't believe women are abused out here. They're begging famous people to fuck them.
I can't give them parts.
Were you just smelling your finger because it smelled like pussy? Is that what...
I was saying if it did.
But because you were fingering somebody with those two fingers last night.
Then this morning, yeah.
This morning, yeah. Look at you. Look at Ari.
I realized I took a shower.
Check out the brains on Brad.
Real quick, Johnny.
Everything's real quick with you.
Real quick, Johnny. I wanted to ask you something.
That's the punch drunk drinking
Can we
game.
Officially shoot Ari doing the hooker stroll? Next week, officially.
I'm going to say Ari probably is not the one that should be
doing it. Let's shoot Ari doing it.
Can we shoot Jason doing a hooker stroll?
Let's get you
available
tickets,
on Patreon.
Let's get you tickets, Sam.
I promise you I'll buy them.
You're
going to
lose them.
Done.
Let's get them right now so
I'll
everyone can know where you're
sitting. I'll buy them when we're done.
Whenever you'd like.
Why are we going to Australia right now?
Don't look at that.
Can we do that?
Average first and 40-yard dash challenge.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Bimmer post. Up. Good, down.
What is this?
Yeah, that was where the ad came up. Let's see. Yes, Sam, I can
what
do that next week.
What day?
Any day.
No, that's
same
pick
as
a day.
Always.
Let's shoot this.
Well, you
don't know what I'm doing next.
I'm
Thursday.
Fine.
Can we do next Thursday?
Yes.
Next. What is next Thursday? What is that date?
It's like a forum.
The day after Halloween.
Oh, Halloween will be perfect. Everyone will just think you're another dude dressed like a chick.
Oh, yeah. Now I've realized 4'5", 240, 28 years old. I'm the heaviest I've been. 4'3". He ran a 4'3".
This guy's lying.
No, dude. Deion Sanders ran a 4'2", 8".
Yeah, I could run
some
about
some fat guy that's saying he ran a 4.3 is not true.
Okay, just for reference,
I'm gonna guess 3.5.
There's a clip of Roger Goodell running a 5.5 in his office in socks on YouTube. I can definitely run a 6.3. With that in mind, I can definitely run a 6.3. Can you pull up that clip?
Oh, and Rich Eisen also runs one, right? Yeah, 5.53.
Okay, I can beat Roger Goodell.
No, because I think Roger Goodell works out.
He probably,
probably
does work
HGH
out. You're right. You're right.
Is it?
You're right.
Oh, he's like indoors, dude.
In his socks, though.
Yeah, I think he HGH.
Is this 40 yards in the hallway here? From in there, through the door, and out?
No.
All the way to the end of the,
Aaron's
end
like,
of the
no,
shooting thing?
I don't care what it is.
There, yeah.
Well,
not,
Aaron at night.
Not from like over there to all the way to that wall?
No. No, that's not 40 yards.
Do we have a tape measure?
No.
Yeah, dude, we have one just hanging out. It's fucking wood shop in this place.
It is wood shop in this place. They're building
you got the wood shop glasses
door.
On.
Let's do a 40-yard dash right now.
No, we're doing a podcast.
Let's take it outside like Lewis showed us how to do. And no one wrote down, so we don't know how to do it anymore.
Well, we just bring
our
phone.
No, it's just
Live.
Yeah, it's Facebook Live.
Yeah, Facebook
Let's do a 40-yard dash right now. What are
I'm
we waiting for?
I'm going to announce my guess that I can run right now.
I've changed it. I can beat Roger Goodell.
Oh, well, I don't think so.
5.53 is the time. And he
I
did
think
it in
Roger
socks.
Goodell.
What are you going to run then?
5.52.
I'm going to run a 7.
If Roger Goodell did 5.53, I'd like to see that clip.
I'm going
to
run a 7.
I want different shoes if we're doing that. Let's do it in Phoenix.
I'm wearing the same shoes as you.
Yeah, let's do it in Phoenix.
Let's do it right now.
Let's do it in Phoenix. I have flip-flops on.
He does have, and no socks. Let's do it in Phoenix.
Yeah.
We'll do it during the day. Everyone brings shoes they can run good in.
I don't have it. That's all I have.
You don't have sneakers?
I don't live
here. Why don't you use some of that Jew money you're making in these live shows and go buy some?
Why don't you buy all three of us a pair of brand new J's, bitch?
Let's
stop.
I hate Roger Goodell.
Does Roger Goodell have gay face?
Yeah,
yes.
Pull it back.
Does Roger Goodell has DSLs? And gay face.
I don't think he has gay face.
Oh, you're nuts.
I think he has
he
a face.
He looks like a...
No.
He totally has
I think
hair
he has
face.
A, I
doesn't
think,
he look like a carrot top like he's had work done?
I think he has the face of a gay.
But you don't think he has
Johnny,
gay face?
No. Does he have that carrot top?
I think the guy behind him has gay face. That black dude.
Are you telling me that you
Wait,
don't
back
think
up.
You
what
can
you
see
doing?
Roger Goodell at some weird kind of truck stop cruising for dick?
Oh, yeah. Tap onto the thing.
Yeah, but
can we hear the audio? Can we hear the audio? Back up.
What do you mean back
up? I want to hear the beginning of the clip.
I'm telling you this. Roger Goodell works out.
Every time I
go
back.
Well, wait on it for a second then.
Stop
Press
yelling
pause.
At Johnny. He's sensitive.
Tebow will run a 5.35. Bam.
Okay, now I want to hear
Announced
Goodell.
It.
Okay, guys, it's a 20-second clip. Let's listen for a second.
No, he's nice. Shut up. I'm about to run the
40-yard dash for St. Jude. Yeah, dude, the guy works out. And he's in gay shape. He probably got a little Filipino guy as his workout.
But he's like 70.
He was running fast. He was running fast. He looked like he had a good clip going.
But he also was on carpet, which that wouldn't matter.
Yeah. And the people that work for him are his bitches. So they probably like, he probably ran like a 7, but they're like, oh, hey, good job, boss. Oh,
yeah, they
really
probably stopped the counter. Yeah. Yeah, I did a 5-5.
Like running against Mr. Burns, where he's like, you won again, sir.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, and 4-1, the fastest time ever in the history of football.
By the way, did you notice that Mr. Burns looks exactly like the head of the Rothschilds?
I feel like I'm going to look like
that's
Mr. Burns
purpose.
When I'm like,
yeah.
In like
what did
year.
Rich Eisen run? In a suit, by the way, so that's a little different. But he had cleats. But cleats.
I love Rich Eisen. Rich Eisen's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Oh, wait, do you start ahead of time and then?
No.
No, no. I'm saying, do you start early and then they clock it? They start it like right there?
Look how slow. Now that's.
Oh, no.
He's picking up momentum.
No, you should.
You start from a dead stop, I guess.
You know what would have been great is if Rick Eisen's dick would have flopped out like they do.
I love how he fucking wore his suit. Rick Eisen.
I think it's his brother.
What did he run?
What did he run?
It was slower than.
Yeah, but what was? But he's wearing a suit with a tie.
Yeah.
Dude, I wonder if we can go anywhere in Phoenix and actually like get it like actually timed. Can anyone in Phoenix area? Can anyone in the Phoenix area on Thursday day or Friday day, get us so we
Friday
can actually
Friday day
so we can actually measure our times? Maybe at ASU Stadium. Anybody?
Anything.
Anybody? We need help.
Let me think. No.
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
Otherwise, we can do it with a stopwatch.
Or maybe, is anybody listening, a Phoenix Cardinal? If you are a Phoenix Cardinal, by the way, how good
Phoenix
is
Phoenix Cardinal?
Arizona.
Whatever.
Okay. When I fuck up, it's a giant fucking ha-ha.
Well, they were
when
the
he
Phoenix.
Fucks up, it's like, oh, whatever. Just move on.
Phoenix,
we all
Arizona.
Make mistakes.
I want to see if he takes off and pushes his foot back. I want to see if he takes back. Watch that left foot. See if he pushes it back. Nope, he did it right. Wow,
he's been doing this for like years.
Who's this monster?
Really?
Who's this?
Yeah,
woman
watch him compared.
This
is him compared.
Who's this
with
monster? This
stop.
Woman's holding.
That kid's picks. Probably got something.
Of course he does. ESPN's showing him.
Oh, okay. Rich Eisen, 6.02.
It's not NFL. Yeah.
I can definitely beat 6.02. Wow.
You think you can beat him?
Look at this. That's if he gets like a head start of 2 seconds, he's still
John Ross, who set the record at like
6.02. I no longer think I can run a 5.53. Rich Eisen looks like he's running. I can beat Rich Eisen, though.
I don't think so.
What did he run, a 6?
6.02. He looks like he's running pretty good, though.
How funny is that?
And he's wearing cleats.
Yeah.
Dude.
Can I not beat a 6.02?
No, probably not.
You think I can, Aaron?
I think you can. Look how upright he is. He's not tilted forward.
Hold on.
This guy is fucking Usain Bolt over here.
Aaron, did you just think that he used the proper technique and Ari will use the actual correct technique?
I am advising him to be more aerodynamic than
up,
Rich
Eisen. Advising who? Usain Bolt?
throw it upstairs.
Straight down.
By the way, that's
tilted.
The name of the episode. Usain Bolt.
That is Usain Bolt.
How'd you say, Paul?
See how he writes stuff down without his cell phone? See how easy it is?
Hey, what time did we do that read?
At 50 moons.
Okay, that's what I thought. So someone's going
to
ask
you were supposed
time.
To write it down on your paper.
I'll figure it out. Your phone's not off.
It is off.
That's a good point. Your phone's not off.
You could have done it.
Your phone's not
your
off,
phone's
Sam.
Off.
Your phone is not off, Sam.
How much you want bet? Bag of bets.
Bag of bets.
Bag of bets. Bag of bets. Bag of bets. Do it, chicken shit.
Hold on a second. Don't touch your phone. Don't touch your pocket.
Do it. Bag of bets.
Bag of bets.
Oh, go. Okay. Go to the
hold
bet.
On. Hold on. Wait. Before you guys.
It.
I'll do it. You take out his. Sam, don't touch. You take out his phone. Don't turn it off. Don't touch. Don't touch. Stand up.
Beat
Sam.
Him off, too.
Stand
Johnny,
up.
Give him a
stand
little
Stand up, Sam. Don't touch.
Tug.
Very, very quietly. Pull his phone out. Bag
don't,
of
don't, don't. No. Dude, you motherfucker.
I grabbed your dick. Be cool, faggot.
Don't touch.
Okay, get the bag of bets out before we even know. I can't believe
you're doing this, Ari. You're going to lose this one.
No, I saw him turn it on. He didn't turn it back off. Here it is. This is the one. No, let me go with deep end.
No, let me hold the bag.
I never pick out. I'm never here. I never pick out.
I was going to hold the bag while you do it. Give it a little massage. Let me hold your bag while you do it, you fucking homo erectus. God, I'm horny for dick. Who else is in?
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, God! I can't believe you did it!
You have to be a homeless guy until you have $40.
Oh! And then you have to give it to a homeless person.
Then give that to a homeless person.
That's a good New York
bet. Put that down.
It's off!
How'd you turn it back off so
it's
fast?
It's off! Yeah!
Fuck. I saw you turn it on, and then you didn't tell. When did you turn it off?
And this show is now called Homeless Usain Bolt.
Yes! Victory is mine. I'm a bag of bad cereal.
I was so tempted to fuck you on that, too. Like just this.
Why would you do that?
I was telling you.
Why would I become the bad guy?
He would never make a bet if he thought it.
I thought he tried to turn it off, but it was still coming on, and then it was like, fuck.
Sam wouldn't go to the bag. I was trying to tell you, bro. Don't do it.
I had to help this guy and beg for $40.
I thought. God. Yeah, you're right. Why would I do that?
Beg for money until I get $40.
Great point, actually. I stand corrected.
And you can't send any cheaters either.
No, send cheaters, and tell anybody, hey, I'm just doing this for a bet.
Now, do you want to do this in New York or L.A.? Where do you think you would make the fastest money?
I mean, I know the corner that I should do it in L.A. It's Santa Monica and La Cienega, turning left up La Cienega towards
Santa
Sunset.
Santa Monica and La Cienega.
Oh, that's a terrible place.
No, everyone stops there. Just go up and down,
by the
up 7-11? And down.
I should be able to pick where you do it.
By Barney's Beanery?
So if you're going... east, and you have to make that turn
towards Boytown.
Question. Do you have to dress as a homeless, or can
yeah,
you dress
so.
As like an upscale
I think
guy?
So.
No, you gotta be.
And
just
I think you should have to sit in his thong, a thong.
No,
and
relax.
It doesn't say that though. It doesn't say you have to.
He always does this. He always does this.
Almost got until you have $40 and give that to homeless people. Somebody's gonna fucking see me. Everybody sees each other in New York.
Bag of beds. Serial killer.
You run into people in New
York. Killing people.
Can I propose you have to have like a dumb sign like, I'm dumb, but misspelled dumb.
Just let Sam spell it.
Fight Nanny killing
Johnny,
it today.
Nanny coming in strong. Nanny coming in strong.
So good,
dude. I'll show you this picture, Ari. This is like, I think you should look like this.
So good. So wow. good.
So now should we add Viagra to this and put it back?
Where is
you know what's the top on that? We should add in drag on the next one.
Okay, I'll add in drag, and I'll also add in not for 1 year.
Not for 1 year.
So if we get it, it's like too
soon.
Oh,
yeah.
You know? So not until, what day is today? October. So October
24th.
Of 2018.
Fucking funny. Man, I crushed that. So good. So
I saw it was on too when you put it back. You I don't know when
it
you
was
turned,
on.
Yeah, it was.
It was coming back on.
It was coming on. Right.
So
when
I was like,
put
when
it back
did
in
he?
His pocket. I don't know.
He must have just turned it off.
But I don't know where I became the bad guy, Johnny. I don't know why I'm the fucking asshole.
What, how does that make you?
You're always the fucking.
Yeah, it's got to look like that.
Oh yeah, I'm cool with that.
Let me say.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
Is that you?
Yeah.
That's when he was pretending to be homeless. Now he's really homeless.
What was that for?
This short film. Remember my buddy Chip Fogelman?
Yeah.
I shot this short film with him, and I played this homeless guy on the street, and every time he'd walk by, I had a different sign. And my clothes slowly started coming off.
That was great, man.
Good job, Sam.
Hey, so are we keeping track of who wins what bag of bets so far? I know
it'll be on the website when that's done. Fucking
yes.
in 2 weeks.
They were offered
March of 2016.
They were offered Diwali last week. To be fair to them,
what
our web developers were out for Diwali last week.
So.
I did. I got an email. They said we're gonna be gone for Diwali this week. So
are they back
bother.
In back
they
in
they,
the fucking sweatshop?
Oh, you guys have been making very salacious jokes on this in conference call.
Big announcement, guys. Dennis O'Neill will be joining us on our live podcast in Phoenix. And then right after our podcast is the Danish and O'Neill live podcast. So if
yes.
you're coming, if you're big fans of ours, you're big fans of theirs, come to the live show. Stick around for come watch.
Join
ours
us for the
pop
in.
Wait, are we doing the SATs?
No, I won.
He won, so he's
Andy Ruther's got
to Andy
do
Ruther
it.
Has to take the SATs.
Bag of bets. Serial killer.
He has to take
serial
the SATs.
Killer murdering his friends.
He has to take the
you
SATs.
You saw it come on, right? You saw
I did.
It come
I absolutely
on.
Did. Yeah.
That's why I was like, wait, I saw it come on.
I thought you had it.
I thought,
sure.
I thought he was thinking, oh, I turned it off, but you can't turn it off while it's still coming on.
Right.
So I think he fucked up, but no.
I didn't.
When'd you turn it off?
I turned it off when I said I turned it off.
Fucking dickwad.
Did you turn it off when it was in your pocket, though? You must have.
No, I turned it off when I put it in my pocket.
But
when
it was
said,
coming on when you put it in
so
your
pocket. So I went
weird.
To go by, and you're like, turn it off, Sam. So I go, okay, I'll turn it off because I care about the podcast. Because
we both
you
saw the Apple logo.
Right, yeah, we saw the Apple logo.
Damn it. Cares about the podcast.
Wait, do we have any new bag of bets we should put in here?
Yeah, we got any good ones?
Let's take a call.
I've seen it. We put a bunch of.
Let's take a call.
When you were gone.
Hey, next week, I promise you guys this. I promise you we will have Google Hangouts. I'm going
to
work on
that. We're switching from Skype to Google Hangouts. Right behind home plate, $9,071.
Oh, my God. Ooh. I'd have to sell a kidney.
So, guys, if you guys.
Your kidneys aren't worth $9,000.
We never actually did any of the promo.
$10,003, third baseline.
Oh, shit.
$10,007. That's got
to
be the most.
Imagine what these would be if they were the Yankees. They would try to price it out.
$11,000? That's why is that worth more than fucking these?
Because that's where the chicks who give hand jobs are.
That's the most expensive one. I want to see this one now. Row 2.
No, row GG.
Row GG. Oh, two tickets. Oh, GG. That's not even. Oh, fuck that. Who's selling that? You're going to eat those tickets, motherfucker.
That's a lot of money.
Homeless guy for $40.
Yeah, I'm going to the game tomorrow. I'm buying us a ticket.
Should I be asking anybody to film this from across the street or something?
Yeah, of course we're going to film. Johnny will show up. We'll film it. We'll put it on the page.
You're doing it in New York or are you doing it here?
I don't have time here.
But yeah. I mean, yeah, okay.
You should wear tomorrow. That shirt, too, so I could laugh the whole time.
You could do it all day Saturday in Phoenix.
I should do it.
Oh, you want to be outside? Phoenix shouldn't be that bad right now.
Phoenix is gonna be
what are you talking about?
Too.
Fucking Hot Yoga Johnson over here?
Hot Yoga Johnson.
I have a question about this. So
do
you, what's the move? To start in the morning and then just try to get it done by the end of the day? Do you have multiple days to do this?
I mean, if I don't get it done in one day, I got to come back out the next day. I got
to
go until I have $40.
Yes. And you can't send your friends there.
No,
I want to go. I actually am going to fly to New York. I'm going to stand next to him with a sign that says, don't give money to this
Could you
guy.
Do?
This guy's
he's
going to
use it for drugs.
Yeah, he's really rich.
Yeah.
He just sold out the Wilbur in fucking Boston.
Could you do kind of a busking thing
I'm his
where
sponsor.
You do comedy
don't
or something
give him drug money.
I can't do what I saw in Santa Monica. Can I do this where I go to people? I saw this in Santa Monica Promenade once. Go, hey, if you give me $5, I'll barf and lick it up. And the people were like, ugh. And they walked away. And he goes, oh, you don't think I will? And I want to tell the guy, I'm like, hey, that's not the issue, man. It's not a believing you issue.
I was walking by Hollywood Boulevard a couple years ago. My favorite sign that I've seen was this guy that's sitting on the ground had a sign that said, need bullets for my gun. I was like, that's a good sign. I'll give you money for that. I'll give you money for that.
I work in Vegas.
Need bullets for my gun. So, guys, yeah, use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you $20 off of your
SeatGeek.
Tickets to get on SeatGeek.
Sam, you should buy these right now.
I'm going to buy those. No, my phone is off. I don't have time.
No,
I will buy them after.
We should have Johnny show you the
I'm
best seats.
I'm going to buy it after. Shut
you're
up.
Miss out, and no one's going to know
Shut
where you're
up.
Sitting.
Fine. If the seats go, I'll pay $1,000 for seats. I don't care.
Wow.
No, money back.
What's the most amount you'll pay for a ticket?
$1,000. A little over $1,000.
There's only a couple left in that.
A little over $1,000.
Okay.
Better get on it today, homeboy.
Loge, 887. What are those? Where are those?
We've already looked. This is in the Loge.
What's Loge? Standing room?
It's like up at the top.
Who cares?
Like
I don't give a fuck, dog. I just want to be
Sam,
there.
Sam, let me ask you a question about you giving. Do you give a fuck?
I don't give a fuck.
That's what I thought.
Well, so you give no fucks.
Zero fucks to give.
I will say this.
I don't mind those seats either.
Me neither.
Those are fine. As I say goodbye to baseball, Cubs are done.
Here are some
Cubs got raped.
Some of the things that be cool, bro. Be cool, bro. You don't got a ring yet, bro.
They're reigning champions still. They're the reigning champions.
Be cool, bro.
Yeah.
How cool was I when you were up 3-1 last year and you got your butt fucked?
I'm not a Cleveland fan.
You were up 3-1 on us last year.
No, we weren't.
Johnny, look it up, please.
No, we weren't. You guys murdered us out the gate.
You were up against
before
us.
Before you look it up.
No, we're not back to back saying
it.
No, we're not.
Was
I'm
it
not 3-1? Saying I'm 100%.
Aaron, what was that series last year?
I don't honestly remember.
Thank you. Nonetheless.
I was on the edge of vomiting the entire time.
Even better, if we did butt fuck you.
This is what you would have gotten.
If we did butt fuck you, I was cool about that.
No, you were. You were angry the whole time.
Last year?
No.
Jesus, this can't be a bag of bets. Oh, clear plastic.
What does it say?
Okay.
That's the one. That's a good one.
Probably think children are going.
That would have been good for the World Series.
I thought I meant do 5 bag of bets, but this is good. Yeah.
But here's some of my favorite baseball moments. when the shaking his finger at Puig and Puig started laughing.
Yeah, it's like,
that was so.
When he's trying to steal, and he goes,
"That's what the NFL
funny.
Needs.
That was funny.
That's
play
what the
that,
NFL needs.
That. Okay,
that's
wait,
what
no.
the NBA so, needs. More of that shit. Oh, 4-2. 4-2.
Okay, but
that means it was
okay. You
was
all,
it 2-1?
It was, could have been 3-1.
No,
oh, Sam,
it
was
2-2. Look at that. What are you talking about?
It was 2-1, 2-2.
Sam, you would have won that bet. It would have won that bet easily. Where he would have been way wrong.
Wait. Go back.
I should have taken.
Chicago's up 1-0.
Yeah.
Then it's one. Nuts. Then it's 1-1. Then Dodgers up 2-1.
It was 2-1 Dodgers.
2-1 Dodgers.
Yeah, that's not 3-1.
That's
a big.
3-1.
That's
right.
A big.
Was I cool when you were up 2-1, and then we fucking smoked your ass and won the World Series? You haven't won shit yet.
Whatever.
Never won shit yet.
Whatever.
Buy your ticket, faggot. Zip it. We're the goddamn champs right now.
At home.
And I was cool about it all year.
You weren't cool.
I got you and your goddamn girlfriend texting me. Uh-oh. Buy her a fucking ticket and go to the game.
Whatever, dude. Whatever.
You're up 2-1. You got smoked.
Whatever, glory days.
Wow.
Current
Sam,
champs,
Sam,
glory days.
You would have won that bag of bets, too.
I know.
Let's go, Astros. Let's go, Astros.
No. Oh, okay.
I am officially rooting for the Houston Astros.
Oh, now you're asking for it. Can you yell more into the microphone, Bo? I'm going to tell you now you're going to pay for it. Every time I'm going to be texting you about the fucking train the fucking Dodgers are going to run on the Astros.
Yep.
They're going to run a fucking train.
Yep.
Puig's going last because he's got the biggest Cuban dick out there. Oh,
show me that
it's
clip.
It's going to be a long year if they don't.
Show me that clip.
What?
Of Puig getting the fucking
Oh,
Matumbo
it's so
trainer.
Funny. And he's laughing. And I think it's Javier Baez.
<It's> like,
I think it's Javier.
What?
Oh.
But him laughing at it and then Puig laughing at it is, you know, remember when, who's the sack guy for Denver?
The stack guy?
Sack.
Aaron.
Oh,
Von Miller.
Von Miller. Remember when Von Miller sacked, I think it was Cam Newton?
Yeah.
And then he puts his hand out and then Cam, to help him up.
No, that was Boston. I mean, that was Buffalo. You remember?
It was Buffalo.
I should have backed that.
Tyra Taylor. Tyra Taylor. And he gives him the psych.
Oh, what is this shit?
And then you see Tyra Taylor laughing, like, you got me. Flag.
Oh, dude.
Game changer.
That's not it. It's all good.
It makes the NFL boring.
Schwarber throw.
It makes the NFL boring.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, it makes the NFL boring.
Let him have fun.
Come on, man. That's just fun.
They're both laughing at it.
Come on,
both laughing at it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, do you guys see how last night in the Golden State Warriors Dallas Maverick game, their young player Bell, who was on Oregon, got drafted. He's like a backup center for them. And
for who? For which team?
For Golden State Warriors.
He was at Oregon.
He was at Oregon.
He was an Oregonist player.
He
played at Oregon.
Oregon. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Is this going to be the whole show?
I thought it was
show?
Like an overcoming adversity.
Okay,
like he used to play Oregon,
so
and then he said, like, we'll give you a tryout.
And it's not a problem. I fuck up, and suddenly I'm getting my ass kicked the whole time. I'm sorry my team's better than your guys. Jesus Christ. But listen. So he goes, and he gets a wide open, like, he's getting a layup, and he throws it up against the backboard, and he – Tomahawk jams it.
Catches it himself and dunks it.
And the fucking Dallas coach got so pissed, dude.
Why?
Because it's just these old school fucking dudes. But that's what coaches are supposed to do.
That's fun.
It's just fucking bullshit.
That's fun.
Bullshit.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, do it again. But this time don't fuck it up.
No.
No.
I love Puig.
I do too.
I think he's an overrated punk.
He's perfect, dude.
He's a little overrated, but I do love him. He's fun.
For the most of the season, he was batting eighth. That's a great player to bat eighth.
Let's see. What's his stats? What are his overall stats?
Oh, God. Now we got Captain fucking crunching numbers over here.
Shut up. You're such a dick.
What?
You heard me.
Let's see the stats this year.
2017. Slow down, man. He batted 263, 833 OPS. Yeah, for an eight hitter, but like Yasiel Puig, you want to be an eight hitter?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, but like, why is he an eight hitter when he was the future? I remember we started this podcast.
You were talking about this
young prospect, Yasiel Puig, and he's going to be the fucking Hall of Famer.
I never say
you said he was going to be great.
I did not.
You
say
said
that.
He's going to be great, and I was like, and after that first half a year, I was like, damn, Sam Shipley called
right,
it.
Right.
You're going to back up on that now
right,
and say that's not.
No,
that's not true.
I don't know if he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Unrealized talent.
He could be a Dodger Hall of Famer.
There's no number eight hitters as a Dodger Hall of Famer.
He could be a Dodger Hall of Famer.
Sam, shut up.
You really can't trust like a first season though. In the Major League Baseball.
That's why I'm worried about Aaron Judge.
He'll have a drop off.
Yeah, I mean,
Once they figure him out, then he'll get
they
better.
Did figure
it's
him
just
out.
It's up and
up
down.
And in. Up and in.
That's why baseball's great.
That happened to Schwarber too. Schwarber had a great rookie season, and then they just figured him out.
He did rebound a little with his OPS.
A little bit.
That's what's his face.
He went from 925, 863, 758,
925,
640, and then back up to
925. Cortland, New York.
He does have 28 homers this year. Then. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
And, you know, I don't say he missed a lot of games, but
he missed
10
games.
Yeah.
No, he actually played the most games of his career this year.
Yeah, yeah,
Man, he
had a good year. I mean, you can't argue that. I mean, look at his numbers.
Yeah.
Ari, what do you think about the Yankees sitting Matt Holliday for basically the entire playoffs? Like he's never won, I don't know, a World Series before.
I don't know why they sat him, to be honest. Yeah. He wasn't good this year. Look at his stats.
He was okay.
But I don't
For a guy who's
Judge has
38.
Yeah, when they put
back
Headley, I was like,
doesn't
what are
Judge have
Headley
a
for?
John Elway teeth?
No, he's got Belladonna teeth with that weird kind of fucking face.
He looks like Wesley from Mr. Belvedere. If he grew up.
Was he a pitcher?
About that reference.
Is he a pitcher?
No.
Who?
Holliday.
No.
That's not me doing that. It's just.
Yeah.
Sure, pal.
231 he hit.
Yeah, 748 OPS. I mean,
19 homers.
19 homers. Yeah, when they put in Headley, I was like, "What the fuck?" In game five, I think. But then he fucking came up with a big hit. I was like, "Oh, yeah, not bad." Or game four, actually. And it was like, "All right, I'll take it." Yeah, I get it, but like, he's been he's old.
What do we think about
231? This is the worst he's ever hit. 231.
19 and 64.
I don't know. I'm okay with it. It was like I would have liked to have seen him go in, but I think it's just by name. Like if A-Rod, they saw A-Rod, you're like, gotta put A-Rod in.
Yeah.
Even though he'd be where he is.
A-Rod walking down the street the other day. I went to high five him. He just gave me the elbow.
He's like, I got a needle in me right now.
I saw Jamie Foxx the other day.
Really?
I was having lunch and he was at the place.
Best celebrity sightings that you've ever like said hi to.
Ooh, that's a good question.
John Thompson, the old Georgetown.
Old John Thompson Sr.?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Like, where'd you see him?
I saw him at the when I used to go to the NBA summer leagues. I do that every once in a while. He was there hanging out.
That's cool. Me and I think Steve Simone were in some party in New York, and Ken Griffey Jr. was there.
Oh, snap!
And we were just looking at it for a while, and then we were nearby him. He's like, "How you guys doing?" I was like, "Good. How are you?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm good. You know, it's pretty cool." It was just like normal, fun
He's
dude.
He's probably like, these fucking
He's
dudes
He's so smooth
are
and cool.
Why are the guys with the gay eyes staring at me the
he
whole time?
Why.
Right?
His thirsty eyes. What's her name?
Prince, thanks to Don Barris.
What's her face from Saved by the Bell? Yeah.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
Yes.
Ooh.
She's hot.
She came to a gym I was working at, and I'm like,
that.
I'd love to talk to you about Saved by the Bell. She's like, why do I want to talk about Saved by the Bell? And she stormed off.
That's fair. You said I'd love to talk to you about Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
This photo right here, when I was a kid, man.
Oh, my God.
Did everything for me.
Why were you like, I want to save her? She's shipwrecked.
No.
I want to teach you how to take a better picture. That's not.
Yeah. I mean,
she was so fucking hot.
Can you see Tiffany Amber Thiessen now?
She's fucking hot right there.
Yeah, she still looks pretty good, actually.
I mean, she's hot for like 45, probably.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
You
can't
compare her to these
people.
God damn it, she was hot.
Yeah, she was.
God damn it, she was hot. No, look at that. Look at the one over. Look at that.
I don't care. I'd still hit it.
You would not hit it.
I would totally hit the Melkers. I would knock it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
She's got a fat face.
I don't care.
She
I
always
like
had
it.
A fat face. She had a cute fat face.
I see
really
more
cute.
Like not a fat face, but a catcher's mitt. Where
you know
it's
gonna
your
be fat? You know it's gonna be fat? It's so dumb. You know it's gonna be fat?
Yeah.
48 hours after he announces his retirement, Ben Roethlisberger weighs 320.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You wanna talk about a fat face?
Yeah, you can see she's covering up the belly, she's bleeding over.
I love it.
She had a kid. She had a kid.
She looks like she just got done crying.
Let the gut run.
That's hot to me.
Hey, you know that Me Too hashtag? Can I write? I think I'll get in trouble for it, but what do you think about this?
Oh, I love that you're actually scared to do something. You usually do whatever the fuck you
no,
want.
I'm good, I'm I didn't take it that way.
Because I'm saying I'm going to do it. Yeah. Me too. Me too. Does it start with me too or does it end with me too?
It ends with me too.
Okay. I was going on stage trying to do my job, and Pauly Shore literally touched my genitalia. I was upset about it. Later, the next time he brought me on stage, he grabbed for my penis again and tried to grab it. It got so bad to the point where when he brought me on stage, I had to grab both his wrists to stop him from touching my genitalia. I'll say genitalia instead of dick. Touched my genitalia. No one would do anything about it. His mother owned the place, so there was no repercussions. Me too.
Can I tell you about my time? I was on a podcast called Punch Drunk, and the co-host grabbed my dick.
That's nice.
His name is Jason
Tebow. Jason Tebow.
Grabbed my dick, and I want to say, me too.
Me too. Luis Gomez punched me in the genitalia when I was going on stage
trying
to do my job.
Oh, then there was this time that I'm going to rap myself out when you were walking to the stage,
I went
to high-five you, you went high, and then I punched you in the nuts, and
punched
you fell.
Yeah. That
you
like
too. I'm going to put hashtag you too.
Hashtag you too. Yeah.
Hashtag me too. I was just a sound engineer. This guy kept showing me his asshole via Skype.
He refused to stop. I've asked him to stop many times. He wouldn't stop.
Oh, yeah. That's when she was getting molested by producers.
You can see the belly's bad there. That's why she's covering it up the bottom of it.
I don't know. Really?
That's back when. Dude, what is she talking about? She's like 16 there.
I think that was just the fashion.
She was hot. I'll give
you
that.
Karate chopper with a boner in it.
I'll give you that.
Are chicks hotter now or were they hotter before? Like,
now.
We're kind of the Generation X where you remember when they were all like, dude, I'm grunge. And they were all dressing like lumberjack lesbians.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now here's how I know now. Look up the chick OJ killed.
Nicole Brown?
Look her up. She was a hot girl, right?
Yeah.
Look her up. Because she died in her prime, so look her up.
Yeah. Yeah, she's hot.
No, dude.
She looks like Megyn Kelly, that chick from Fox News.
Dude, that ain't
hot.
Yeah,
but that's much older her. We're not. Go down. Go down to that picture. That's,
which one?
Like, right there. That's hotter.
That's a fucking drawing.
That's not a drawing.
It's okay. It's good.
Go to that one
kind
on the right. Yeah. Down, over, to the right.
Oh,
my God.
Hey, I think that's a Photoshop.
Now I'm hard.
Oh, my God.
That's a Photoshop.
Now I'm hard.
That funny, dude.
Okay, show on a wedding day.
Hashtag me too.
Like, wedding day. Dude, that's just an average girl.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Let me tell you how you
come
know.
Come on. I'm not even joking now.
That's dude, an average girl that dates you know what.
Yeah. She dated pro athletes. Average girls don't date pro athletes.
Yeah, dude, athletes.
What about Vanna White? She was hot.
Vanna White was hot. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Who's that?
Yeah, she turned lettuce for a little.
Those underwear, though. That's why it was bad in the 90s.
I'm
those
out.
Underwear.
I'm
those
out.
Underwear was terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
I'm out on all that.
Everybody
yeah,
wore
she's
this.
Not as hot
she's
as I remember
ass.
Her either. She's
got
not.
An ass
what's
like
that
me.
Picture up there? With
look
her,
at her ass, though.
Over,
she's got an ass
over,
like me.
Over the other way. Other way. Other that one. What
I
is
have
that?
No.
Oh, dude, she's nude. She did Playboy.
Look at her. Yeah, she has no butt. Her ass looks exactly
no
like
butt.
Mine.
Dude,
I'm built like an action
she must
figure.
Have been Schindler in her last life because she made got a gig.
That's
that
pretty good.
She's never had to get another
look,
job.
Look, she bent over and then you can't see anything.
What?
Like, there's no, like, roll.
But we live in a that's town good. Where they recycle yeah. hot chicks. She became such a big part of the show that they never got rid of
they
her.
They couldn't get rid of her.
So
exactly.
Now every shot of her is from far away.
Yeah, Price is right. They got new ones all the time.
Yeah, they turn and bring
they're like,
these
I want
bitches.
My money. It's like, well, fuck you.
She's in
Bob
a Hall
Barker,
of Fame.
If you want to suck Bob Barker's dick, you're
yeah.
done.
Yeah.
I wonder how many sexual allegations against Bob Barker there were.
There were some.
There were?
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
course there were.
He's dead now, right?
Sure. No, he's alive.
No, he's alive.
Of course there were tons. Oh, who's that? Kelly Ireland?
That was Kathy Ireland, yeah.
Kathy Ireland.
I liked her.
I loved
her
back.
Still pretty
she
high.
Was so hot.
Yeah.
Sammy, I want to ask you.
Not good nipples, though. Look actually,
up,
maybe, actually. The little buttons.
Look
good.
Up Stephanie Seymour.
Stephanie Seymour. I like Rachel
Seymour. Hunter. Seymour.
She still looks good, which is creepy because she has kids who are like 20.
Well, isn't she the one that was like making out with
oh,
her kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God damn, she was hot.
Thank you.
God damn.
Sam, I want to ask you what you thought
like
about.
A wire.
Hold on. What?
I mean, I'm sure it's compelling to everybody to watch us, listen to us, we'll look at porn on a sports podcast. Oh, yeah, those are great nipples. Oh, yeah, look at her butthole. Oh, yeah. Oh, those nipples are good.
This
what happens when you get a fucking teenager on the fucking stats guy.
You shut up. You're the one.
Go on.
This is also why we had to get our own Wi-Fi network.
What? Took you 5 minutes to bring up a black stripper today.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking break. Fuck you.
That is
Go on. Give me a fucking break.
I'm
going to
ask you what you thought about Marshawn Lynch getting ejected and then sitting in the stands and then taking the BART.
I love it, dude.
He took the BART home.
I love
it. With a like ninja mask. He gets ejected from the game for pushing a ref, which is stupid.
Which was stupid.
He pushed a ref?
Yeah.
There was a fight going on, and he ran.
He's saying he's trying to help. He was
cousin.
Trying to help somebody.
So he pushed the ref out
his
of the way.
His cousin plays for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And his cousin was surrounded by a bunch of Raiders kind of getting into a fight. Marshawn Lynch runs out from the sidelines, which is already a flag, and then tries to break up the fight, and then the ref touches him, and then he pushes the ref.
Yeah.
So it's an automatic ejection.
Let's watch it.
Automatic fine.
So here we go. David
suspension.
Carr moving the chains like a great quarterback does.
Three-yard loss.
Remember 3 inches.
It's a defensive team meeting on the back of Carr.
Yep. And here comes Marshawn List. Everybody chill.
And Marshawn Lynch.
Chill.
Marshawn List.
Marshawn
Lynch. And then right
Lynch.
Here. Boom.
There it is.
Okay, chill.
Oh, that
chill.
Was it?
Yep.
That was it.
He didn't really push him. He moved him a little.
You can't touch a ref.
I'm not sure he knew it was the referee. Well, Steve Smith hugged the referee one time and got ejected.
You can't touch him.
Yeah.
That's why he's out of the
league. All right. Okay, fine. Fair enough to eject him, but like that's not one where it's like, how dare you? That's like, he was like, come on, get out of the way, man. Get out of the way.
I think he thought it was a player, actually. Yeah.
I'm going to say, like, fine, throw the flag. You have to if that's the rule. But, like, that's not one where I'm like,
he's
a problem.
But he ran onto the field. That's why they're going to go.
Okay, that too.
Also, too. Yep.
Moving the chains. There we go.
9 people sack him. Ooh, that was a big hit.
I know. That's why they got pissed.
Yep.
That's his brother or is that his cousin?
Cousin.
Which one? This guy coming up here and drops a hammer on him?
That's his cousin, yeah.
The what? Peters?
22.
And then they got. Wow.
Everybody chill.
And Marshawn's
everybody
in.
Chill.
Now here he comes.
Chill. Everybody chill. Chill, chill. He's like, come on, Marshawn. Chill, chill, chill. That's the push right there.
See,
But then he held him up.
And he has that.
He's like, oh, shit. Hold on.
Oh, look at this guy. That's black on black crime right there. Uncle Tom.
So then he goes. You have to leave the field. You have to leave the game. So he has to leave the game. He puts
hold
on.
Hold on. That black ref is black, wearing black and white, and he fucking threw a flag at another black guy. That guy needs to give his black card up. That was ridiculous.
What the hell are
you talking
about?
I'm on the BART with Marshawn Lynch. Wow.
So he wore that mask, then he went into the stands and sat with the fans in the stands.
He just found an open seat?
Uh-huh. And then took the train home, the BART, home. And I believe another player also did it as well with him.
I love him.
And just partied with everybody.
He's from there.
He doesn't give
a really?
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's how he knows
how to use the BART. None of those other players would know how to use the BART. Like, how do you get?
Dude, can you see where he gives an interview in high school where he's like, I'm going to take my O-line to Red Lobster?
I don't know if we have sound. Do you have sound?
Plug it in. Just like normal.
Can I?
See if you can find it, dude. He gives this great interview about how he wants to take his O-line to, like, Red Lobster or Applebee's.
Uh-huh.
Jesus. Sorry.
Yeah.
We're going to lose.
That's what happens.
Take it out. It's snapping. Take it out. Fuck it. Don't worry about it.
First time Sam's ever said take it out.
Boom. That's what she said.
Oh, nice bitter job. Guys. Bitter guys because they lose all the bets. They're so fucking angry.
$40.
$40.
I should do it in Canada where it's easier to get $40. It's only worth like $31.50. That's great for Marshawn Lynch. I love that dude.
When he was dancing earlier in the season, that's still one of the best moments of football.
That was great.
What was he doing?
I want the Raiders to go after.
They were at a like a commercial break, and Raiders are up, and they're playing some song in the stands as they do during commercial breaks. And Marshawn Lynch is dancing crazy on the sidelines, but he's on the Jumbotron, and then everybody in the stands starts dancing like him, and then they show that on the Jumbotron. Uh-huh. It's pretty awesome. It's actually really great.
You need more players getting in with the fans.
It's him lighting up the city of Oakland. It really is a very infectious vibe that he created.
Wow.
You'll see. I love Lynch. I think he's good. He's good for the team. He's good for the city of Oakland.
It's good for America. He's good for
America. What is it? You can't get the rights to the fucking video for the NFL, so they won't show.
Yeah, they suck.
They got it. It's there. I've seen it. I've watched it online before.
And then the other side is pissing off Jets players by dancing on the
sideline. Here you go. Watch this. Sorry.
Here we go.
Wow.
Oh, that's a fan's version of it. Yeah, that's it not is, the. Yeah. You got to get that.
But then then everybody in the stands does it? So he's just going
to
show that.
What's he doing? He looks like he's listening to the Insane Clown Posse.
I think it was Lil Jon.
Why not, man? You're playing football for a living. You're not in right now. The defense is in, so it's like, have some fun. Yeah. Have some fun.
Everybody lighten up.
I'm making millions of dollars to run.
Lighten up. Did you see the Pittsburgh Steelers hide and go seek touchdown? This is it. This is the one. Yeah, this is it. Yes, and he's going nuts. And then that's the view right there.
And then they're all doing it too.
Look at the stands. Watch, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great, dude.
Everybody loves it. Everybody loves it. And then Shaw, the Jets going, where are we? Are we going to
get killed? What was the score?
35-13.
Yeah, they were waiting.
Okay, so they're losing, but it's like, come on, man. Who cares? I'm not rubbing it in.
42-13.
Wow.
Turns out the Jets don't suck, by the way.
Oh, they're I don't know if they're happy about it. Because think they want one of these quarterbacks coming out. Now they say that Donaldson isn't coming out from USC. He's going to stay another year because he's not having that great of a year.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? It's not Donaldson.
Sam Donaldson.
Do people leave early in the NFL? In college to come out?
You have to be 3 years graduated from.
Graduated.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Which is like that's
Juju Smith-Schuster.
Denard
Robinson? What are you talking about?
Watch his touchdown celebration. These are getting out of hand, but this one's great. Is this the hide and go seek one?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That's down.
This one's great.
Call that down.
I don't know why they showed that.
So, so here you go. So now you got this. Watch his touchdown celebration with him and Le'Veon Bell.
He's like, where's Le'Veon? We worked on this.
Hey, come here. Hey, here we go. Come here. Let's do this. Ready?
Go hide. He's counting. This is the best. Oh, where'd he go? They literally play hide and go seek.
It's going to be great until some guy blows out a knee.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. But
but if you blow out a knee doing that, it's like, that's just freak accident shit.
That's
going to happen anyway.
One of my favorites was somebody did the Super Mario Brothers where they ran to the fucking pole of the field goal and then jumped and slid down.
That was Antonio Brown.
Yeah, man, these are great. Be creative. Who cares? You scored a touchdown. Play has stopped.
You know what started that is when the Redskins or the Dallas Cowboys would do their group high five.
Remember this?
Redskins.
The Redskins used to
Martin Gramatica.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Celebrating and blows out his knee.
Automatica.
Yay! But
all he did was jump.
Will Lutz, my knee is
hurting. His brother did the same thing.
The exact same thing.
That's hilarious. It's like, oh, fuck me.
Oh, I'm Will Lutz and I broke my kneecap. Oh, goodness. How will I ever kick again?
How long until you guys get into NBA?
In
four games.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Five games.
Well, the Pelicans suck.
They do suck, but
they're going to lose two players in the next 2 years.
Why don't you come back at the Hornets, man?
Because I wasn't a Hornet. I followed this team since the beginning.
Watch your drink.
But the team in Charlotte actually took all those records. That's actually their history now. All that shit that happened in Charlotte.
I don't know, man. It's so fucking confusing.
I have a big announcement.
Before I talk about
NBA, and usually this is what prolongs me getting into the NBA.
They didn't take the players.
I will be into the NBA earlier this season because, big announcement, breaking news, the Atlanta Falcons suck.
What's their record?
Should be 1-5.
They should have lost that game against Detroit.
Chicago.
3-3?
Chicago we should have lost to.
Yeah.
Detroit we almost lost to. Chicago, in my opinion, is a
3-3,
loss.
3-3, yeah.
3-3.
But I mean, is Dallas's record?
Turns out the NFC South sucks. Though,
you guys have a better record than we do. We're 3-4.
Yeah, we're back to 3-3.
All of our teams are the exact same.
The Eagles are running away with it.
All of our teams are exact same.
Hey, real quick.
All of our teams are exactly the same.
Cowboys are screwed, though. When he gets that suspension finally.
All of our teams are exactly the same.
Who on this podcast said that the Philadelphia Eagles would win their division.
Hey, everybody, stop. Sam was right about something.
Hey,
let's talk about what a fucking genius he is.
Do you have a breaking news?
he's plugged in.
Eagles are good.
Sam, all our teams are exactly the same.
All right.
Bag of bets. The two losers pay. Dude,
I actually have one more loss than you guys, though.
I'm going to lose Ezekiel Elliott.
I have one more loss than you guys.
That doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, you guys are 3-3.
We've had a bye week. You haven't had a bye week yet.
Right, but I...
have your bye week,
and we're going to lose.
Our teams are going
to
lose.
And I'm give him a half game.
My team's about to lose the all-pro running back.
Why don't we
just
put the fucking...
And he's going to lose his running
my
back.
My team's about to lose all-pro running for six games.
Ask Lesbian, you in? Are you in too, Lesbian?
The Panthers are 4-3, though. That's not really fair to you guys, is it?
Yeah, but you guys suck.
Panthers do not suck.
Panther, yeah,
they did lose two in a row.
They do suck.
They were
4-1. They do suck.
I mean, putting Johnny in this bet, all it means is Johnny just doesn't lose this bet.
All right, let's do it.
All the losers, if it's tied, it's tied. You don't lose. If two teams are 10-6, is the best
record.
Let's
say the Raiders are 10-6, and we're both 9-7. What happens?
We both pay it off.
Yeah.
No tiebreakers. If you're tied, you tie. If two teams finish 11-5,
you both lose.
No, you both win. Tiebreaker top. There's no tiebreaker to the bottom. There's no tiebreaker to the top either. If you tie, you both have won.
So, stop. One more question.
Unless you want to do tiebreakers, one team makes it to the playoffs.
But I mean,
what if the bottom two tie
or the bottom three tie?
Then you've all lost. If you finish 5-11 or 7-9, you've lost.
Regular season only.
Regular season only.
No, we're not adding playoff wins, playoff losses. No, regular season only. So let's say this. Let's say Raiders are 11-5. We're 10-6. You're 9-7.
Yeah.
Only you pay the bet off?
No.
Wait. What?
That's a great question.
Say it again.
There's no ties. 11-5, 10-6, 9-7. Does that mean you only pay the bet off?
No, we all pay the bet off.
You and me both.
Yeah.
So it's only one person doesn't pay.
Whoever wins.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah. Now let me ask you a question. Do you want to do as a tiebreaker?
No, that's different. That's
tough. If two teams finish 11-5, let's say two teams finish 10-6. And they're the best. If one team makes the playoffs and the other doesn't, should the guy who finishes 10-6 who doesn't make the playoff also lose?
You're saying if there's
best
a
record, straight
best
up.
Record, straight up.
I think one person should lose. I don't have that much faith in the Panthers. Honestly,
I think it's much more fun if you gotta win it straight out.
I did too. You're saying everybody but the winner pays it off.
Yeah,
I'm in.
And if you're tied,
now guys, real quick, guys know I'm a bag of bets serial killer.
Who doesn't pay his bets?
You're not getting the half game.
You're not getting the half game.
Yeah, you're not getting that.
It's just
game.
Finished final right. record.
To be clear,
yeah, of course.
Like, I love picking this out.
You want me to hold it while you pick it?
Yeah, hold it while I pick it.
Hold it while Hang I on, let me massage so your bag.
That sounds sexual.
Yeah. I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
He's a serial killer. He's a bag of bets. Serial killer. Terrible songwriter. Oh no!
No, I saw it.
Oh no!
It's the worst. It's the worst one.
Okay, first of all, we've got to do it all together.
It's the worst.
We've got to do this all together in studio. It's gonna be. We're gonna take a while to pay it off. We've got to do it all together
in studio.
It's
the worst one.
It's the.
It's the worst one.
No.
I couldn't believe you guys put this in.
I don't
in
even
when
remember
you
this one. But it's
not
hilarious.
The hot dog.
Hot dog reverse Kobayashi.
It is.
Hot dog reverse Kobayashi.
No.
Draw again.
No, let's draw again.
No, draw again.
Let's draw again.
We only draw again if it's lame and stupid. Now, it does say in here that Johnny shoves it up your ass while Aaron makes out with you. What?
I'm literally sweating right now. How the fuck
we're taking off that
are
last
we
part.
Shoving hot dogs into our own ass? Hey, Aaron, I think we're getting kicked off YouTube.
You guys shouldn't have put that in there, really.
We got it. By the way.
The reverse Kobayashi.
By the way, we got to invite in that studio that week. I know who we should invite. Bobby Lee.
No.
Yeah.
That is easy.
No, Bobby Lee. He was the king of shoving chocolate shit up his ass. The
Can
reverse
we
Kobayashi.
It out?
By the way, I didn't even remember this one, and when I read
I
Hot Dog Reverse Kobayashi,
what if a hot dog breaks in my ass? Because that happened to me once.
Well, you gotta have
a friend
to fish
of mine
it out.
Once.
I thought the idea was to have them frozen, right?
Frozen, so they don't break.
Oh my God! Frozen. So it's like when you lick a fucking pole in the winter. It's just gonna be all of us have frozen hot dogs thawing in our asshole.
Just pull it out in your intestines.
And by the way, the 3D video that we're testing at the live Punch Drunk in Phoenix, maybe we can use that for this one.
Wow.
I have a fucking PSA real quick.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, I implore Steve Sarkisian to get his shit together now. If I've ever needed the Falcons to string some wins together, it is right now. Steve Sarkisian.
Wow.
Get your shit together. Or I got frozen hot dogs in my shirt pincher.
I mean, I think Tebow has the best chance.
We suck.
Let's see strength. We're horrible.
And we're losing our best running back, and he loses his last quarterback.
That hurts. That hurts. That
okay,
hurts.
So the Raiders have the fourth toughest strength of schedule this year.
Yes, yes. Yeah. In the middle somewhere. Where's Atlanta?
Yeah.
Falcons are 13.
Yeah.
Just below it.
Panthers are 16.
Cowboys are tied 10.
Cowboys are kind of. Okay.
Wait, for the rest of the season?
This is the full season, to be fair. But I couldn't find one with the partial.
We haven't even gotten to the NFC East yet.
You
want to
hear an interesting stat from?
And you lose Elliott,
weekend?
Dude. That's tough.
Are we losing Elliott yet?
Possibly. I mean,
probably.
Probably, yeah.
Interesting stat from this weekend. Both teams in Los Angeles won. Both teams in Los Angeles were home teams. Both teams did not play in Los Angeles.
Really?
Rams played in London.
Yeah.
Home team won.
Yeah.
Chargers played in Carson. Home team won.
Yeah, but that's technically in at Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's still fun.
By
yeah.
the way, can we just – I did a show last Thursday night.
God damn it.
Okay.
Reverse Kobayashi.
All right. Yeah. That's all I had to ask. That's all I had to ask. I did a show last Thursday.
And that's been Punch Drunk, everybody.
How do you make that worse?
Yeah. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
You're doing it.
I don't want to do it.
I know. So then fucking talk to your team or start shooting Cowboys.
Okay.
Just go buy up all the Dodger dogs.
So
I hope we start tanking.
What?
I hope the Falcons start tanking.
So last Thursday night.
It's sweet sausage.
Was the only, the 19th time in the history of pro sports in America that all four of the major sports were going at one time. All three of my favorite teams all were played.
Wait, it's the fourth time in history that all four of the major sports went at
19th.
Once?
Time that all four of the major
played on the same day.
On the same day,
hockey, basketball, football.
Football.
Thursday.
Wait.
On Thursday.
Well, the reason it
is
that
usually it's basketball. Basketball overlaps with baseball now, and football, of course.
This is the 19th time. It just worked out that way. And
you're saying this weekend or Thursday night?
Last Thursday.
Yeah, really? That's right.
The Dodgers clinched the World Series.
It's crazy. You got to be in the postseason in baseball.
Clippers.
It's the LA teams.
No.
Yeah.
Just the whole sport?
Yeah.
Because it's postseason baseball.
Well, because, first of all, the NBA started their season earlier.
Yeah, but the postseason baseball goes till fucking November now.
This is. I was just told this by a very smart Indian guy.
Okay. So you don't actually have a source. It's just some rumor.
So the Dodgers clinched to get into the World Series.
Yeah.
The Clippers won their home game, their opening game of the season. And the Raiders won Thursday Night Football. And there were 20 people at my show.
And the 20 people at your show.
Yes, and I made some bets on that. I went BetDSI for all your bet needs. Go to BetDSI. Use the promo code
PUNCH25.
And you can get $25 betting cash. And on top of that,
good.
My friend.
Like $25.
Johnny,
do.
Pull up this week's schedule because we want to do a
Oh, yeah, let's see.
Parlay.
Let's see if we got the locks. Talking about my locks. By the way, they showed for my lock. 3-1 this year. Some fans saw it. 3-1 if you had bet.
Oh, by the way, congratulations to our Punch Drunk fan. Tweeted at me. He used Gabe Killian's advice and made like a couple $100.
Yeah.
Gabe Killian.
Go to BetDSI.
Gabe the banker went to. Whatever fan went to BetDSI, used the code PUNCH25. Guess what he did with that $25 free bucks? Made $178.
Guess what?
Using our locks of the week.
If you go to our Patreon, patreon.com/punchdrunksports, Tebow's 5-team parlay will be on there. We're going to get Gabe Killian giving his team parlays, and everybody here will be doing some video stuff on there every week. So go to BetDSI. You go to Patreon, you get our list of our wins. Then you go to betdsi.com.eu. You use our parlays, and you make some bets. You win mad cash. Now, everything you deposit into your account, you will get. They'll double that.
That's right, Sam. They sure will. They'll double that. So now all you got to do, make that money, honey. You win,
make
you
that
keep
money,
it,
honey.
And then fucking build the empire. BetDSI.com. Get the app. Use the code PUNCH25. Get you $25 to bet with. If you keep winning, hey, man, that's just more money for you.
Holla.
And let's look at the schedule this week and see what we think.
What was your number for the home team?
7.5.
Okay, so the Cleveland Browns are a 9.5-point dog at home.
Against?
No, they're not at home.
Are they not?
Yes, they are.
No, versus. It would say at.
Oh, I got you.
I see.
Yeah.
What
Falcons at Jets. Do you win that?
Yeah, we win this. Falcons win. Actually,
oh, because they're in
in my parlay. So these are the five things that I
Browns and Vikings
we
are in
won. It's gonna be on a video.
I can. What's that?
I wouldn't tell.
Don't give out the parlay. Yeah.
Okay.
What should we do this? How do we make this worse? On stage at the Comedy Store?
No, it's just it's as bad as it gets. It doesn't need to be worse.
Right, like a bigger dog. Do you have a?
Oh yeah.
I like
a sausage, like a bratwurst or something.
Not again till I'm going to say 2019.
Yeah.
How about 2020?
Now, you know what's interesting now about the dynamic of our show? You know what's interesting now about the dynamic of our show? Is that now we are feverishly rooting against the other people's teams. Yeah. Every Sunday, I'm going to be like, well,
you've got
the Cowboys do, how the Raiders do,
you've gotten me
how the Panthers do.
I was generally just looking at the NFC East. Now I'm really concerned with all the teams.
You know what?
I don't want this to be on video.
And yet it will be.
It's going to be on our Patreon. Sam shoving wieners in his ass.
Of all the people who have aligned themselves with porn, Sam is the worst. The one who's like, no, don't put me on video doing anything weird.
Oh, you don't think when I'm dressed like a tranny next week and I'm walking around, he's not going to have a bullhorn behind me? He'll suck your dick. Who wants their dick sucked? You don't think that's going to happen?
Oh, Jesus.
But then when he loses the bet, it's just secretly paid
reverse
off.
Kobe
trust me, I paid it off. You gotta trust me, it's paid off.
Okay, you
nobody saw it, but it's paid off.
You yell, okay, first of all, your blood pressure's high.
Yes.
You're losing your voice from yelling. You're talking into a microphone. They can fucking hear you. God, I wish I hadn't made that bet.
We're also maybe gonna do a live Punch Drunk in New York in February. Maybe we can pay it off then.
And we're also going to be doing a Patreon.
No, I don't want to do it in front of a live studio audience.
We're gonna be doing a Patreon too. We should figure out a cool place to do a Patreon while we're in Arizona, the three of us, and maybe we can have people come like meet us like somewhere cool.
The 40s. We do the 40s.
I might have to quit the show.
Yeah, sure, for sure. There are things in that bag that would make me contemplate, like, well, I guess it's over. I guess Punch Drunk's over.
That's not one, though.
This ain't the one.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just wondering how many hot dogs I can reverse Kobayashi.
Reverse Kobayashi. Not just putting up one. Kobayashi doesn't stop at one. Wait, does that mean we got to
dunk him in?
Dunk the buns
lube.
In water?
No. We dunk the frozen hot
No!
Well, you want to put it in dry, Sam?
Yeah, I'd rather put a cold one in my butt.
All right, do it. You put
it
in dry.
But it's going to get stuck to your asshole.
That sound bite.
It's going to be an hour before.
Haunt me for the rest of my life.
Lube up those dogs and put them on your butt. Lube up those butt dogs. Let's go to a butcher and be like, hi, I'm looking for something in a butt chug.
Yeah.
I want organic. I'm going to Whole Foods and getting organic.
I'm only putting turkey dogs in my ass.
I can't have glucose in my
ass. I'm glucose intolerant. I'm dipping mine in Molly.
You know what's funny is, like, as I'm shoving them into my ass, I'm like,
I'm probably going to do a couple poppers as I do it.
Oh, yeah, that'll be great.
My dick is going to shoot up. I'm going to have a fucking clit while this is going on.
Dude, not me. Like, not me. I'm going to be shoving.
Oh, dude, I'm going to take a couple boner pills. I got to be rock hard, dude.
Oh, trust me. I'll get hard.
I'm going to get hard, yeah.
I'll get hard as soon as that third dog gets shoved into my fucking crap cracker.
I hope I don't realize something about myself halfway through the first. I'm like, I got a new lifestyle coming.
I'm a special. Oh, hey, guys.
Now, Aaron
guys,
has
wait.
Should Aaron be the one shoving the dogs in?
No, his wife.
His wife.
I think Aaron definitely.
Hey,
Aaron should definitely be the one shoving the dogs in with Johnny getting close up close.
Can I pick out which
shooting everything?
Can I pick out which hot dogs?
We're gonna have to get Brenton to come and shoot.
But we
gotta
get those big ass like bratwurst like ballpark sausages.
Relax,
like,
I'm long thinnies.
God damn, what's wrong with you?
I'm just making suggestions for the show, man. Trying to help.
It doesn't.
I'm the one with hemorrhoids. It's really the hardest for me.
Oh yeah, that's gonna suck.
Oh, they're gonna come out with blood all over. Who wants a ketchup dog?
How do you think I feel?
Like, who wants salsa?
So by the way, we're definitely gonna eat these afterwards.
I'm the
one. We're gonna have to be near a grill.
That's how you make it worse.
We're gonna
need
a grill. That's how you make it worse.
That is right. And you can't eat your own. How do you?
No, you eat your own. You eat your own.
How do you think I feel, man? I'm the guy that loves shit stuffed into his ass. I gotta fucking sweat this
Ichiro.
Out.
Eat your own.
I gotta act like I don't want this to happen.
Eat your own. And we'll get Ichiro to come, and we'll make it an eat your own.
Someone who looks Asian to do it.
Do you know what's interesting about the NFL?
No, what?
They don't shove shit up their ass?
I'm sure they do. Speaking of Ari's division.
Yeah.
And Sam's prediction about the Eagles. Why do you think the Eagles are good? I mean, they have a good quarterback. They
defense.
Defense as well. But every other team, Sam, in the NFC East is dealing with insane drama. Look at all the drama the Cowboys have.
Yep.
With taking the knee and the Zeke Elliott and all this sort of shit. Look at all the shit the Redskins are going through with all their injuries and all the Kirk Cousins shit.
I can't hear you.
You're not – and all the Kirk Cousins shit. And then you have who's the other team in your division? Eagles, Cowboys, and the Giants couldn't have more drama. They have no quarterback. They have no line. They have no backfield.
Do you think all the fingers? Eli retires?
No, I don't think he retires. But I think you know what you hear a lot of? Jacksonville. His ex-coach and quarterback coach is the head coach of Jacksonville. Who needs a quarterback there?
Do they?
That's a good team with a good quarterback.
Blake Bortles. Blake
so you're
Bortles.
Saying trade him? Trade Eli Manning?
Eli goes to Jacksonville.
Trade Eli Manning?
He has
Manning?
His old coach and his old quarterback coach that
is
he
Bortles
had forever.
Not good?
And he gets all that talent in Jacksonville. Goes to Florida, doesn't pay taxes for the last fucking 3 years of his life. And then he's right by his family who lives in New Orleans. He's 4 hours from where he grew up. Get the fuck out of here. He's gone. He's gone, my opinion.
They're good with a quarterback too. Like
if you're the Giants,
that's all they need is a quarterback. Yeah.
If you're the Giants and Eli Manning won you two Super Bowls, could you trade him?
Yeah, I think you can. Now it's been so long since those.
It's been a while. They're one in five. Pull up his quarterback rating. Pull up his stats.
Are you saying trade during the season?
No.
Oh, you mean afterwards.
Look at how far from
I'm saying. I'm saying don't be surprised if Eli Manning is a Jacksonville Jaguar next year. With that defense, by the way.
Why not during the season?
Two times this
year. Is Seattle 1-6?
Listen to me. Pull out. Two times this year. We are at week 8, end of week 7. Two times already, Jacksonville has had 10 sacks a game. They have 20 sacks in two games.
Ugh.
Calais Campbell already has 10 sacks.
Let me say this to you, dude. If you were the Jags, okay?
Sure.
Let's go to the game log.
Would you trade for Eli Manning or Alex Smith out of Kansas City?
If I was the Jaguars, it'd be Eli Manning because their basically offensive staff is Eli Manning's offensive staff when he won Super Bowls and when he was playing good.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's
almost like if Kyle Shanahan in
Eli's
San Francisco.
Eli's playing as well as he always has. I think he could contribute.
Sans sacks and wins.
Well, look, he's playing way better now. Look how he started the season. 15 QBR, 40 QBR.
His last four games, 95-9, 83-7, 91-2, 100.
And that's without
why
a
not,
one,
why not trade him in the middle of the season? Jacksonville needs somebody. They're a playoff contender.
Because you need time to work. Get the offense working together.
True.
Well, who's
What's the
Giants
point?
Backup,
you might as well just hope to make the playoffs, and if not, you get a better fucking draft
Giants
pick.
Can't make the playoffs. They're 1-6 now, not 1-5. They're 1-6, so they can't make the playoffs. They'd have to win.
Who?
I'm talking
the rest
Jacksonville.
Giants are done.
Jacksonville's 4-3. Yeah. Who would play? They'd have Geno Smith playing quarterback for the Giants. So I mean,
Jacksonville 4-3 with, by the way, the second best over plus minus differential in football. So they're a great team.
I think the Raiders beating Kansas City.
Really?
Two times this year. It's only been seven games. Two times this year, they have had 10 sacks a game.
Jesus, 10.
This was Sunday they had 10, and they had 10 against Roethlisberger. And two defensive touchdowns against Roethlisberger.
That was the game that talked to Roethlisberger, like, what's wrong with you? And he's like, nothing's wrong with me. He goes, how do you know? He's like, how do I know? Because I've won two Super Bowls, seven Pro Bowls. Like, what do you mean, how do I know?
He's had a couple of decent games, though, Bortles. He's not a good player.
Well, he's got Fournette. Fournette's keeping this guy alive.
I don't even know why. Yeah. I mean, I'm really amazed. Sometimes when you're a rookie, you come into the league and you don't have the right coaches, it just stays with you. You just suck.
I mean, he's got 7 touchdowns, 3 picks. I mean, everybody
9 touchdowns, 5
He's like
interceptions.
A David Carr kind of guy. I mean, that's what he's going to be.
Does he run a lot?
Yeah,
Bortles?
A little bit.
Bortles,
yeah.
A little bit.
He can run,
Let's see his rushing. Move it
He's
over.
Got the same thing going on in Jacksonville that Eli has. He lost his number one and number two
conversations
receiver.
Going on.
He lost his number one and number two receiver. No, I'm talking to them, but I was just looking at you.
No, but they were talking.
He lost his number one and number two receiver.
Yeah.
Just like Eli.
So they don't have anybody to throw to.
Right. Yeah.
So they would need some.
Both those teams are throwing their tight end a lot. Difference between Jacksonville and the Giants is Jacksonville has a great running back. And nobody knows anybody. Orleans Darkwa?
Oh, yeah.
Orleans Darkwa. That's the running back for the Giants.
That sounds like a Star Wars character.
It doesn't?
Yes.
Doesn't it?
From the planet Darkwa.
And by the way, I would like to make this statement.
Yes.
Ezekiel Elliott looks like an Ewok. He looks like Wicket the Ewok.
Yeah, he does.
Look up Ezekiel Elliott.
I think he does.
Ewok.
I think he does.
And you're about to be like, damn, Teep. You are right as fuck.
You are right. Oh, my God.
Damn, look at that. Look at
that. Oh, my God. Flat face. Flat
Come
square
on, dude.
Face.
Look at these. He looks just like this guy.
Guys, I find that racist, and I don't agree with it.
No, it's not racist. If I said all black people look like Ewoks, that's racist.
I find
this motherfucker looks like an Ewok, no matter what color he is.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the gap in between his teeth, too. Yeah.
Same teeth, same mouth,
so
same
racist.
Lips, same facial hair, same hair on the top of their head.
Yeah.
Hey, Cerrone, what do you want to say about Cerrone?
The way he tweeted or Instagrammed afterwards, saying, hey, man, clearly you broke the fuck out of my nose. I never make excuses, never have. And then most people say I never make excuses, but he didn't. He goes, I never make excuses. The guy just beat me. You're a fucking great fighter. Let's do it again sometime.
And they're doing it again tomorrow.
I mean, hours after he lost and broke his nose. Safe to say you broke the fuck out of my nose. And you see, and he puts with a picture of him, his face just moving. Look at that picture. His face just being pummeled. He's like, you got me, man.
That kid's pretty good.
Donald Cerrone's
great.
And then they almost had a fight after the fight. Have you seen that?
No.
Did you see that?
Cerrone and that guy?
No, the guy that beat Cerrone and some dude out of Florida who's like kind of this up and coming guy that, like, I don't know, he was Octagon side and he called him out and they were fucking screaming at each other at the side of the Octagon.
Did you see him stop the fight in Prague because, what's his name from Ireland? Conor McGregor was yelling too much.
Oh, I did see that.
And he stopped. Like, I said, man, shit, I'm be professional. But the guys, they were both like, the fighter's like, wait, what? What are we fighting? Stop me for? We, this is a normal position. And then he goes, okay, fight again. But it's like, what are you doing, ref?
Yeah.
You can't do your
right
job
there,
with somebody
Ari.
Yelling. Yeah, right there.
That's kind
of
turning
Signed
me
on. Signed up for 6 months because of a broken nose. Safe to say you broke the fuck out of my nose, what he tweeted. And no excuses, just like owned it. Fucking classy as shit, Donald Cerrone. Only UFC. No, that's not true.
Oh, then who? Where is it?
After Donald Cerrone's on two more fight cards this week.
They said he's now a gatekeeper. They said he's now a
Tito. I agree with that.
You can only be at the top for so
long.
He lost three in a row.
Yeah, and every time he steps up to that championship level belt, he just couldn't beat him. The guy's a great fighter.
Who said he's a gatekeeper?
People are saying that now.
He
even commented on it. He goes, I don't care. I'll be a gatekeeper.
Do you disagree with that?
And the funny thing is, he doesn't care. He was always like, I don't care. Give me whatever fight, man. It doesn't have to be a title fight. Give me whatever. I just want to fight, dude. One hell of a job, Darren Till, too. Safe to say you broke the fuck out of my nose. Don't make excuses. I don't make excuses, nor will I ever. You had a great game plan and executed it perfectly. I did not overlook you, nor did I take you lightly. So, again, congratulations. That's it.
Go down. Right, do they say where the guy fought? Daryl Hill?
Darren Hill.
Darren Hill. Can you put in Darren Hill?
Put in Daryl Hill.
Actually, put in Daryl Hill.
I love
Hill.
How
I'm curious what comes up for Daryl Hill.
Daryl Hill.
How about Darren Till? How about
that? Darren Hill. Welcome to Daryl Hill Ford.
How about Daryl Hall?
Yeah, okay.
Darren Till's this new guy, man. He's fucking good.
What's the question?
Go. I want to see if you can find out where he got in an argument with the guy Octagon side.
Okay, argument with the guy.
Was it McGregor?
No.
Octagon side. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Here, hit the interview and then watch. Yeah, and watch him go scream at the other dude. I would love for them to just go at it. This
Carl.
Guy's still fucking going.
Carl.
The show's still going. Yeah, it's
still
crazy.
I watched it. I watched the premiere of it.
I haven't watched it. She's still alive.
I don't want to say what happens on the season premiere of Walking Dead, but. They start attacking Negan. They start attacking Negan. They start killing a lot of people. They set a lot of traps.
Let's see if they have the fight. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. I won the fight.
So
thank
he's like,
you
know, I want my boy.
So we can't hear this, huh?
I bloody fucking want some guys.
No,
go,
one.
Go, go forward. Go forward. Go forward.
Turn the TV on that. Turn it on loud.
No, go to the, go forward. Jump forward.
Just again, great. Oh, great fucking.
Suck.
I just turned the speakers on.
God, we're going to lose 45 or 75 listeners right now.
Now jump forward.
What are we waiting for here?
Where he fucking goes and starts getting in a fight with the other guys. Yeah, here it is. Here it is. I love it.
Too many windows open.
Too many windows, dude.
Too many windows.
I love it.
Everybody now is like, I'll make my bones by yelling at somebody and fucking.
That's how it is now.
And he's like, who the
fuck? Watch, he's getting ready to say it. You're matched against Santiago.
No, he's going to knock himself out.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Oh, dude.
Who was
that
guy? Who was that guy?
I don't know.
Mike Perry.
Mike Perry looks like
what's Mike Perry's record? Look it up and see if he even has a right to do that shit.
Mike
I don't
Perry
mind when somebody has a right to do that.
Up. He's
I know.
A good fighter.
But when people go like, I've lost my last two fights, I'm better than you. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up. You couldn't get past so-and-so.
Mike Perry's a good
11
fight.
And 1.
11 and 1?
You kind of had that a lot with.
Where's his last two fights? Let's see.
Jake Ellenberger and Alex Reyes.
He lost by decision to Alan Joban. Then he beat Jacob.
Yeah, Joban's cool.
11-1's not bad. 11-1, I'll say, like, I have a right, but he's won two fights in a row.
Right. No, I was just agreeing with you about Joban.
No, I just seen.
He hasn't beat big guys.
Yeah, he beat Ellenberger. He beat fucking Hum
Come
Jum
on, man,
Gum
with
Lim.
Ellenberger.
Alex Reyes.
Come on, guys. Those aren't, like, top-level people.
Yeah, but that guy that's come out is
the
top-level
guy. Not
that guy is now.
They're not bums.
He hasn't lost in the UFC.
Hold on. Stop.
He's
16-0. That guy that beat Cerrone called him out. He didn't call him out. Till called out Perry.
No. Perry said he wasn't going to get past Cerrone. They asked him later, and they said, so why did you call out Perry? He goes, I didn't call out Perry. Perry said I was going to lose, and I said you were fucking wrong. He goes, if he wants to fight, first of all, he's going
to
get past so-and-so, which
I
don't think he will.
He wants to fight him.
No.
Go back
Where
to
he goes,
him.
I don't think he will. He goes, you guys misconstrued what I said.
Go
he
back.
Said I was going to lose to Donald Cerrone. I said, eat your fucking words. You were clearly wrong.
Go back. Let's hear it.
And he goes, maybe in the future I'll give you that fight, but you got to get past this other guy, and I don't think he will, to be honest. He was just saying, shut the fuck up. You were clearly wrong, bro. Hey, where's your fucking words now? You said I couldn't beat Cerrone? I did. Where is it now? And the guy's like, I'll beat you. He's like, that's not what you said.
That's not what you said.
He's the fucking Mike Perry is the fucking Sam Tripoli of MMA callouts.
You know, you had that kind of element for a little while, like right when the roast battles was like at its like newest fame.
Wait, let's hear it.
And all these like door guys and like people you've never heard of, open micers would call you out, and I'm like,
oh, before.
Yeah.
See how he got him at right there.
Mike Perry.
Yes.
Me and you were meant to fight. I'm a real welterweight. You're a lightweight welterweight. Why do you
fight? Yep. That does sound like it. He did come off it later.
Yep.
In the post fight, he came off it later. He was like, I just
bag of bets that.
But he did say he's got to get past this next guy. He goes, he's already got a guy in his.
But he called him out.
Yeah, he did. Now, show this press, the post fight where he goes, no, I wasn't calling him out. I was just saying, but he's wrong.
I'll tell you this.
He's wrong. He did call him out. Me and you were meant to fight. Doesn't mean you were wrong about me and Cerrone. Me and you were meant to fight.
I'm going
to
start training for this reverse Kobayashi.
Where it is. Go. That's a 20-minute fucking interview.
Hey, let's play that.
Yeah, let's play that and get out of here early.
I'm going to start training for this reverse Kobayashi.
Just let it play.
Yeah.
I'm going to start training with Louisville Sluggers.
Oh, yeah.
I might just have to move to an administration role with this podcast. And just
didn't you do that 2 years ago?
You're the Tom Coughlin.
I'm just going to have to be working guests and setting stuff up and getting the website.
Isn't that what you've been doing for the last
2 years?
So it's
about 2 weeks away.
If you're going to train for this, Tebow, I recommend you start with Little Smokies.
How about some pigs in a blanket?
I'm going to start with Black Dick. And then work my way into Little Skinny
Little
Hot
Smokies.
Dogs.
Yeah, get Gherkin Pickles. We got 9 minutes left.
Yeah,
we got Gherkin Pickles. Start up that way. Yeah, start with black dick is not a bad idea. Start strong and then move backwards.
I'm going to start with all the way up to the elbow. All the way up to the elbow.
I mean, I'm stronger than you guys because I'm used to bleeding out of my ass. It's going to be new for you guys.
I would love if Ari knew that he was losing and then he would eventually just start getting a training video like bump, bump, bump. You see little pickle. Bump, bump, bump.
I love the add-on we just made about what for the next time.
Eating.
Yeah, that's tough.
Man. That's good. I mean, I might just
I don't know if I could do this anymore.
You guys pull him out, smack him on a bun.
We really should grill him afterwards.
When is the next UFC fight, the actual big fight?
November.
No, November 4th.
Oh shit.
Well, I'm gonna be the Jokers of comedy cruise, Impractical Jokers cruise.
That's our good friend Mickey Gall. We'll have him.
Mickey
Gall's
be fighting.
Week. We'll have him calling in next week, talking about his fight.
Oh, fight night! Here's a fight night on my birthday.
Donald. By the way, Sam's birthday is Saturday, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Saturday. So everybody tell Sam happy birthday.
Look who's back off his suspension.
And by the way, Donald Cerrone fights twice on this card.
We should have had GSP talking shit about Bisping.
There's some good fights.
Because, by the way, and I'll say this, Donald Bisping on his own podcast is ducking GSP.
Donald Bisping.
Well, who's it?
You said
Donald
Bisping.
Frank Bisping? What's his
name?
Frank Bisping.
Thank you, Sam, the voice of reason when it comes
to Bisping. We have our good friend GSP wants to call in, and Michael Bisping is ducking his call. He was refusing to take his call because he's afraid of the trash talk GSP can bring to him. Michael Bisping, you're a punk, and you're avoiding him.
Oh, shit.
You're a fucking punk, Bisping.
Oh, shit.
If you're not, then be a man and take our GSP call.
The opinions expressed by our Shafir are expressed by all of us.
Yeah.
Michael Bisping, you're a fucking punk.
Take our GSP call.
You have one eye, idiot. You say GSP doesn't talk trash? Well, GSP's ready to talk trash. He's ready to talk trash, and you won't do it. You fucking punk, bitch.
Two eyes, bro. Two.
Yeah, maybe you can't see clearly because your eyeball's falling out.
I like Michael Bisping. I think he's a good guy.
Yeah, he was a good guy until he's a cowardly bitch.
What?
Because he won't take a GSP call.
Sam will fight you, Bisping.
Why is Benji Afalo fighting in the bottom corner?
It does.
Wow. Max Griffin.
Benji, Max Griffin.
By the way, how many people's names Max go Max Payne as their fucking nickname? So fucking lame.
That is lame.
He's as creative as any black movie.
How about the chick who did Rowdy? She was like for a while there. Her name was Becky Rowdy something, in the UFC.
And who'd she steal that from?
Piper.
Rowdy Piper.
Yeah.
But then there was already Ronda.
No, but Ronda followed Piper.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's.
You can't say
some...
Ronda's the original one when Piper already had
Cowboy?
Ronda Rowdy.
How there's two cowboys. Now.
I stand strong with one of two nicknames. Either
what? Loves hot dogs and butt.
That's my Indian name. That's my Indian name.
Butt chugger.
Are we gonna have some sort of like something for the winner of who gets it up there fastest or most?
Or leaves it in the longest because I don't plan on taking these things
out. I'm only taking half.
I want to try to sit on mine afterwards and like see what it feels like to have it in there and like walking around.
I want you guys to get like 9 or 10 in my butt and then take a fucking broom handle and just like you're loading a musket.
Plunge it out.
It all.
Like a Mindhunter.
Like you're churning, butter. Like you're churning butter.
How about the classic episode Up Your Butt where we got.
That's why I'm excited for this.
Yeah, it's a classic video.
But my UFC, I would either be the pant pisser.
Yeah.
Or the crier.
The crier. Jason the crier, Tebow.
Yeah. Jason menstruation.
Or to be crier, Tebow.
Tebow. Jason menstruation. Yeah.
Don't come at me. Jason, don't come at me, Tebow.
Please don't come at me.
Just don't come at me.
Please don't come at me.
Jason, just don't come at me, Tebow.
I love it. Well, guys, it's been a fun episode.
It has been a fun episode.
We really crushed it.
A lot of bag of bets.
What's the name of this episode?
This episode is called...
Usain Bolt.
Nope.
I like Usain Bolt better.
It's called Homeless Usain Bolt.
I like Usain Bolt.
Homeless Usain Bolt it is.
Fair enough, but I do like Usain Bolt.
Is it possible to go through and get those big pops out of it?
Usain Bolt's better. Homeless distracts it.
Yeah.
Guys, please come see all of us in Phoenix this weekend. We'll be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Come see Ari's live podcast. Come see Danishan O'Neill's live podcast. Come see Punch Drunk's live podcast. And check out the schedule for all of our individual stand-up shows. Please come see us.
I love America.
I am looking for some weed, some smell-proof weed to bring to New Orleans, and then on that Joker's cruise for when the thing ends. I think it's legal.
And if anybody can help us run our 40 times there, that would be cool. And we're also going to do a Patreon.
Anyone got DMT?
I think we can go to the ASU.
Oh, I'm also looking for pussy. I'm looking for pussy.
So how about if anybody, DMT?
If anybody could bring me some pussy.
DMT.
I could use that, too.
All right, guys. Take care, Aaron.
Aaron, we'll see you in Phoenix, fuckface.
That was a wet one.